The Trumbull family were once known as the greatest wizards in all of Skelmoza, but the line fell into incompetence and debauchery, and magic left them behind to take a darker turn. But this was not the end of the Trumbull family, merely the start of a new rotation of time's great wheel. A chance to restore their family's honor and forge a new destiny.
The Strand Gamers present Inquisition of Blood, a new campaign using the Burning Wheel fantasy role-playing system.
Session 2, the Inquisition of Blood, I think, is what I went with.
Honk honk.
Honk honk, apparently. Okay.
Hello.
So, from last week, did anyone change any beliefs that they'd like to tell me about? Or instincts?
Negative.
I don't believe I did.
I just made my first belief more specific about finding Borgo the Noxious.
Uh-huh, which you were going to accomplish by?
Attempting to contact my frat brothers to see if
there we
anything.
Go.
I do have a belief. I did minorly change one.
Depending
my third on. One has gone to, I will recover our family's lost homes and protect them, be it from the crown of Unquinton's slimy fingers. Sub to that is, for starters, I need to ascertain the identity of the one aiming to keep Rufus silent.
Dear Rufus.
Yes, dear Rufus.
Okay, anyone else?
No.
I don't know what to do. I'm just gonna...
Let's wing it one more session.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the middle of the session, if you find something...
Depending on how complicated...
You started talking, John. You might as well finish.
Right, and then people were talking over me, so I stopped.
Just the person you interrupted to start talking.
Yes, I was talking. You started talking, so I politely stopped. And then you went for 4 words.
Anyway.
That was the timeline.
All right. Nick first, then John.
Okay. If you find yourself interested in something, you know, an ongoing plot line, or you think something would appeal to your character, you can basically time out, I'm going to change one of my beliefs to follow it.
Oh, I have a question about Burning Wheel in general.
Yes, sir.
On one of the character sheets that I saw, it has a fourth belief, but it has in parentheses oath. What is that?
Okay, if you are a dwarf, dwarves get a fourth belief that is an oath that they swore to someone.
Oh, okay.
And then there are some other ways to get a fourth belief. I think the loyalty trait lets you write a belief about who you're loyal to.
It's funny that happens sometimes.
Anyway, John?
Yes. Depending on how complicated that mold is, it might become the target of my first belief rather than rockets for the meantime.
Rocket!
And that mold. Went through way too much trouble for that.
I remember an episode of The Tick where some guy would shoot his eyeballs out and he would yell rocket from the socket.
Is this the animated series or was it the live action series?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, if it were the live action series, that would be all that much more impressive.
Maybe it
would. That would be creepy!
Would be creepy.
Cemented is one of Patrick Warburton's best roles. Continuing onward.
We're not focused at all tonight.
No, you guys are terrible. You're awful, awful people.
Yep.
Shame. Shame.
On all of us, it's true.
Okay. When we last left our heroes...
What?
Martin Trumbull had spent the day in the library ascertaining the basics about blood magic. Gordon Barnum had spoken to the Grand Magistrate, attempting to see if they could perhaps weasel out of this thing Martin had signed them up for. Then, when determining that was ill-advised, he went to see his old friend Rufus to inquire about a side project they had going. Discovering the old family tomes of one Argentum Trumbull, that they believe contained some sort of secret of magic. And that for some reason, Nefario, Argentum's son and Gordon's half-brother, was not meant to have them. Rufus was rather mum on the topic, though, but did reveal two bits of information. The tomes in question were co-written by Argentum Trumbull and Edward von Quinten, who in their day were famous rivals, and that he had been paid off by some wealthy patron with an interest in the tomes, and was not to reveal anything to Gordon. Meanwhile, Solomon Travers and Driston Bannon went to Driston's old medical school to inquire from one of her old professors, who wasn't able to tell them very much, just that he suspected the practice of blood magic is tied into the theory of anima, the source of magic that that lies within people. And that if he were looking to acquire and dispose of bodies, he would head to either the slums or a medical school. They investigated the medical school further and found their way to the mortuary, which was overseen by a giant of a man called Farius. They found Farius of rather grim demeanor and short of words, and eventually badgered him into revealing that he was using the mortuary to smuggle out bodies. He was, in fact, a wizard, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, we could shed blood on him.
Yes, we can do bleed all over me.
Without incident. Finally, Bayard Trumbull went off on his own on a witch hunt to find a witch known as Borgo the Noxious, who allegedly assails foes with deadly smells. Bayard made contact with a sewer dweller who believed himself to be Lord of the Sewers. Who had an encounter with Borgo, at least he alleged as much, and revealed that his encounter with Borgo was by some strange glowing moth that grows beneath the tannery district in the sewers. However, in Bayard's attempt to find this moth, he found his way into the den of a great spider. He managed to convince this great spider not to snack on him, under the condition that he helped the great spider set himself up at this moss, where surely other interested parties would be coming by and make a better meal than Bayard. The spider agreed to this and released Bayard, who hastily collected some of the moss and ran out of the place. So, what do you folks do now?
I think that I'm in the library with Martin right now, simply because I ran into him. How successful was his research again?
I found the basics of blood magic stuff.
All right. From the tomes about blood magic, is there anything on certain symbols or sigils that one might find, one might look for when trying to find signs of blood magic being done?
I don't find that anyways.
When Martin investigated, he found it very sparse on details. probably as an attempt to prevent other people from using them as guides.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to use history and symbology to see if there's anything I could uncover, but if he's already done it, then there's not really any point to it.
You could interview people instead of books.
Yeah, let's see. I guess then we should probably head to the academy.
That's where you are.
Yeah.
I thought we were in the library.
The library of the academy.
Oh, okay.
They don't have magic libraries outside magic academies.
Martin, do you know anything of the faculty? Yeah. Martin, do you know anything of the faculty of this institution?
I remember some of my professors.
Okay. Of your professors, can you think of anybody who might have a hand in blood magic, or who might be able to tell us about it, or maybe even be a historian on the matter?
No, to be honest, I wasn't paying that much attention.
Well, maybe... I see. Well, that is unfortunate.
I honestly was about to go ask some of my old frat brothers if they knew anything.
Very well, then. I think that it would be most expedient for our cause if I were to accompany you in this matter. I certainly hope you don't mind, of course.
Old lame dad.
Yeah, cool.
If the timelines between the reading books and Lost in the Sewers intersect at this point, I'd like to tag along as well.
Okay.
I want to tag along.
Nope, you're too busy running away.
Let's see what kind of trouble them Trumbull boys are going to get themselves into this time.
Well, I'm perfectly fine with saying you guys have made pre-arrangements to meet up at the library, because Martin's task would probably be the longest, at least of what you guys were planning to do.
Hmm. So, John, will you be joining us in the library then after your fun adventure?
Yes, I show up stinky and covered in sewer slime.
I was about to say, good lord, sir.
What are you even absolutely doing here?
Absolutely.
What's a really
nice? Yeah, I was gonna say, what's a really nice way to say, Jesus Christ, you smell like shit?
Okay. Pardon me for a moment. I step outside and do the medieval thing of rotating my dirty clothes to the inside and the clean clothes to the outside.
Oh yeah, you can do that, can't you?
It's perfectly sanitary now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far
you
as
still smell absolutely terrible, but at least you stepped out of. Well, you still smell wonderfully strong, but you don't look like you stepped out of a sewer now. Should be good for our cause.
To be honest, the streets probably smell just as bad.
I don't know. I mean, there's the shit people dump out of their windows, and then the shit of the shit people dump out of their windows.
Well, at least the sewers have flowing water running through them to clean out all the shit.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Shibble, apparently.
Wow. When it rains.
Oh, hold I'm on. Getting a telephone call. I'll be right back.
Okay, so...
Anyway.
Yes, Solomon and Tristan, what are you doing?
We're going to go to some form of administrative area of the school.
We should probably alert the authorities.
That
they
comes
are...
next. Figure out where fairies can.
Okay.
Okay.
So is there some sort of office related to administrative functions at the hospital back then?
I presume within the school they would have a headmaster's office.
To the headmaster's office.
Would he oversee hiring
the secretary would.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys probably don't know specifically who would be in charge of hiring a mortuary keeper.
Yeah.
You presume at least he would be able to tell you or pass on the information to the appropriate person.
To the headmaster.
Okie doke.
Okay. You walk to his office easily enough. Outside there is a secretary who is a male student.
Okay, we're back.
Sitting behind a desk. He looks up at you, expectantly.
I need to speak to the headmaster.
And your name, please?
Mr. Travers from the magistrate's office.
And Dr. Driston Benn, alumni.
He seems to write down way too much stuff for what you just told him.
He's analyzing.
He's just writing. He's not going to get letting us in.
And this matter is regarding
an ongoing investigation into a string of murders in the area.
String of murders. He underlines that.
he must be so proud of his newfound ability to write in the Middle Ages.
No kidding.
He's just writing gibberish.
Yeah, he can write, but he can't read.
Doesn't actually know if what he's writing is a...
Okay. And you wish to see the headmaster immediately?
As soon as possible, yes.
As soon as possible.
As in now. Is he in?
Yes, he is, but I can say with reasonable certainty he's not involved in a string of murders.
Right. He may have information that will help us find someone who does have more information.
You hear a stern voice come yell from the door behind him. Let him in, you buffoons!
I'm gonna just go through the door.
I will follow. Thank you for your time, Secretary Man.
Thank you for my time.
It's called thinking for yourself.
Being able to write.
You find the headmaster as not quite what you expect. He is sort of a short man, but very broad-shouldered and brawny. He's got sort of a gruff, unshaven look to him. He stands when you enter and extends his hand to Mr. Travers.
I will shake his hand and bow my head politely.
He bows to you. Now, what's this about murders?
We're looking into a string of murders in the area, and we have stumbled upon a lead that points to your, well, I guess now former mortuary keeper, Farius.
Did you kill Farius?
What?
You said he was my former mortuary keeper. Did you kill him?
No, he made... I got the impression from him that he had ceased his employment here and was...
Never going to return.
Yes.
Right. Shit.
Well, do you know where... Any information about him? Like, where he came from or what he may have done before coming on as a mortuary keeper?
Well, his references said that he used to be a grave keeper, one of the rural areas. You know, perform funeral services, bury the dead, that sort of thing.
That's unsurprising.
Yes, well.
Sounds rather appropriate, actually.
Don't suppose either of you two are interested in a job as a mortuary keeper.
As tempting as that sounds, I'm going to have to decline. I'm already a physician.
I may know somebody. I'll send them your way.
Right. Pain in the ass job to fill. Physicians are good for it. They know how to cut folks up and stuff them, embalm them, do whatever you need to do.
I see. I will definitely keep that in mind, sir. Thank you.
You have to not be crazy or involved in a string of murders, though. It's a recent
About that, various kind of seem to not fit that requirement.
Yes, he actually indicated that he was involved and would prevent us from seeking him out further.
Indicated how?
We kind of found a corpse in his mattress.
He also threatened us with death. But that's not... for the sake of the court to find him.
Take a fate point for killing Tom. Well, there should be a number of corpses in his living quarters. So I don't know how well that counts as evidence.
Within his bed?
Whoa!
Well,
we only found the one inside his bed.
I don't know how many you could fit in a bed, but that is a bit unusual. Although,
I thought it was strange too, sir.
To be honest, it's a problem we had before.
Oh, my.
Well, it didn't look violated in the way you'd expect a corpse in a bed to be violated. It had strange things.
Oh, that's much better.
It was just missing its vocal cords, really.
Hmm.
Would you happen to know why a corpse might be missing its vocal cords?
That's irrelevant.
Okay. Well, apparently he's had experience with corpses in beds by morticians before.
Yes, that was of a more primal nature.
I see.
Anyway, in the time that you employed Farius, did he seem any more off than your average mortuary keeper?
That is a bit of a difficult standard.
But nothing struck you as especially strange about him?
He was a very private man. I don't recall anything unusual. To be honest, I don't go down there that much.
I see.
That's understandable.
Would you happen to know why he would have a birdcage in his room?
Perhaps he was fond of birds?
There was no bird or any indication in the cage that it had ever held a bird.
Okay.
Perhaps he is fond of bird cages.
Perhaps he was intending to get a bird and first procure the cage. I don't really know. I didn't talk to him an extensive amount.
What?
I didn't talk to him much. So.
Do you know if there was anyone here at the school that he did associate more freely with?
He wasn't a social man. To my knowledge, he was not close to anyone. The professors would come to him and request bodies for various lessons they were providing.
Did any of the professors ever complain about anything that he had done?
I believe he was generally regarded as creepy. He had a nickname, Farius the Grim. But that's pretty standard fare. Other than the professors, the only people who saw him regularly were the corpse gatherers. They would come and bring their deliveries.
I think we should investigate the corpse gatherers, perhaps?
I did notice an increase in the amount of corpses we were buying, which was a good thing, but I don't... Farius claimed that he had contacts to get him first selection.
Contacts.
Hmm.
Do you know anything more about where he may go? Aside from his living quarters here at the school, he might have any other place.
My understanding is he moved here when he got this job and moved into the mortuary. I'm unaware of any friends or social contacts he may have had, although he did go out on occasion, mostly in the evenings.
I don't suppose you know any more about his outings, just that he left?
It's none of my business, really.
Hmm. Well, this is terrifying.
I have no idea. I guess thank you for your time, sir. This has been very informative.
We appreciate the answers you've given us.
Yes. I will ask the gatekeepers to come inform me should he return.
Thank you.
You want to talk about who the corpse gatherers were? Although I imagine it must be a town-wide thing, huh?
Yeah, basically, yes. The people who go by ringing their bells, bring out your dead.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully not
that. You can find some of them in the slums.
That's true.
Flies plague.
All right, I guess we're done here, right?
Yep, I would say so.
So we'll take leave of the headmaster.
Right.
Where should we head?
Yes, good luck in your investigations.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Please. You seemed almost kind of half dwarf.
Please let me know if you have any additional information about Farius. I do like to keep tabs on our employees.
I will definitely let you know. I'll let your secretary know.
Yes, just walk past him. It's a waste of space.
All right. So, where are you going? Maybe you should meet up with the Trumbles.
I would like to meet up with the Trumbles, but considering I don't know where they are, apparently they're not in the library anymore. Should just head back to the house?
We are assuming you guys made arrangements to meet up in the library.
Oh, hey.
That's what we're going with.
Yeah, let's tag along.
I'm going to go to the magistrate's office before I meet up with them.
Okay.
Just to report my findings.
Alright, when you reach the magistrate office, you are told that Magistrate Banks is in a private meeting, but his assistant is happy to take your report.
I really prefer to tell him this in person, so... just notify him that I was looking for him and have him call on me at the Trumbles when he's available.
I will do so.
All right, then off to meet the Trumbles Disaster Company.
Sweet. We're a Disaster Co.
Okay. After Bayard has swapped his clothes and you guys are making arrangements, Justin and Solomon enter the library. The librarians are kind of watching uneasy as this cluster joins together.
It's motley crew, as it were.
No gunpowder and open flames yet.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we're not that dangerous. We're just a creepy old man and a couple of crazy 20-somethings.
Yeah. Anyway. So I relate what happened in the sewers and that Borgo is interested in this moss, and I think we should find out what it is and what he might want to use it for.
Ah. Are you including the parts about the spider?
Yes, don't visit that place. You'll get eaten by a giant spider.
I'm gonna look at the moss. Of me. I'm gonna look at the moss in disbelief and just, you know. Okay. So Martin.
Young sir.
I do believe you were mentioning something on the order of some of your old colleagues slash frat brothers. I spit the words out.
Yeah, some of my old colleagues. I spit back at them.
This is such a loving relationship.
Yes, a wonderfully loving relationship.
I got that impression too.
Absolutely excellent. The dynamic between us is perfect. Now, as you were saying, some of your old frat colleagues.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I could check up on how some of them are doing.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't happen to be living in the slums, would they?
Generally, no. This place costs way too much for that.
Well, it might cost enough to make a family move to the slums as a direct consequence.
No. that's not how that works.
Yes, well, hey, young sir, if you could find some sort of party or gathering of them where we could mingle with them and maybe siphon some information in person, that would
be
extremely
a lot of them
useful.
Have probably done that thing called graduating.
Yeah, not as many as
I don't
as
know,
think.
Barely. Yeah, I was going to say. Barely managed
if
to make
I
it out
If I managed
yourself.
It, certainly they can.
You, sir, have the lineage of the Trumbulls sitting behind you, and the natural intelligence of our clan. Don't go ahead and think that it was just you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, get on with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what are we looking up these frat brothers for?
Well,
see if any of them knows anything about blood magic, or happens to be involved in blood magic.
Or perhaps could direct us in the, or perhaps could point us in the direction of somebody who might actually know, like one of the professors here. I'm honestly not aiming to get any real information from any of them.
Well, I mean, you guys have moss. Go see the alchemy professor. I don't know who that is. Go ask someone.
I'm really not sure what this is going to help us with, other than helping us find
someone
this Gorgon.
We need to find victims, because the people who know blood mages aren't going to rat out their friends, and the people who are blood mages aren't going to admit to it.
What if
I say we go to the
Shut up! What if I pretend to express an interest in blood magic myself?
Then they'll probably try to rat you out to the police.
What? No!
That'll be okay. I can cover for you guys as long as it's not true.
Yes. So
sounds good to me.
I think I could do that. Over next week, I will attempt to seek out one of my frat brothers who potentially engage. What, you think I'm gonna go door to door right now? And
what time is it?
You had implied that.
Evening.
How about tomorrow? What day is it?
How about it might take more than one day to find them? Also, there's a bunch of them.
Well, then, if there's so many of them, then presumably you would be able to find at least one in a short period of time.
Yeah, wow, not the
That's
one we want,
going
though.
Going to the slums at night.
Going to the slums at night sounds like a terrible idea.
Do that in the intervening
sounds extremely dangerous.
Going
I'm
to the slums
saying,
during the day sounds like a terrible idea.
I'm just saying that there's no way I could possibly pull every single one in a single day.
You do have to approach these things subtly. You can't just go get drunk and announce, "Hey guys, let's do some blood magic."
Oh, I mean, he's fine. This is Martin we're talking about.
No. I don't want to be that drunk.
Some of them might not even live.
Believe me, worse things have happened to this young man.
No, I don't want to appear like that drunk girl, okay?
I'm drunk! Let's do some blood magic! Yeah!
Yes, exactly like that. Anyways, yes, I would like to take a more extended search because I feel that it would be, I would have a greater chance of actually, you know, succeeding on my goal than if I said, okay, well, let's do this now.
Well, yes. That pleases the young master.
And in the meantime, I think I'll try to figure out what this Moss is with some untrained research.
Well, you could also ask one of the professors.
That comes second.
Oh, okay.
When the research inevitably fails.
We can get a good test up first. So he doesn't ask someone.
Hey, can I fork something to help your test?
You can offer him help if you have an appropriate skill.
I can read.
High on the list. Oh, yeah, you could help him research if you have read.
I could do that. I would like to help you research. That sounds cool.
I would appreciate that, because I can't fork in reading on a beginner's luck test. It only helps me if someone else can read.
Well, if young sir would like some assistance.
Well, I think the fact that you can read represents your beginner's luck attempt.
You could not beginner's luck research without being able to read.
You could look at the pretty pictures in the books.
Well, you guess what they say, and you turn out to be right. It says exactly what you're looking
for. All right, so I have two research assistants.
Pending your acceptance, of course.
Okay, I will work on drafting up some letters and maybe missives to send to my known former colleagues.
If you want, I could read the stars and see if they align in favor of your research effort.
No, you can only help with similar skills.
Astrology?
You cannot. Astrology, you can fork into anything. I don't think you can help with anything.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
no, Kent, it's okay. I was mostly joking about the stupidity of the universal application of astrology.
Kevin.
Yes?
You are looking at a circle's obstacle. Let's see. Same life path as you, same social setting. Slightly specific knowledge. Doesn't really matter when. Obstacle 2 circles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you don't say, I need to find this person now.
Yeah. Okay, well, my circles is B2. I have a 1D affiliation with these people. Could I also use my 1D reputation as the up-and-coming son of the Trumbull family, or... is that...
It would lend them credibility with the other families.
You can!
oh, you're being serious.
Well, I mean, more credibility is being the one the supers would.
But by using that reputation, you're risking it leaking out that the up-and-coming son of the Trumbull family
is looking to do blood magic.
Yes.
Okay, that would run incredibly counter to my... second belief about the reputation thing.
I should mention that I can only help you if you don't make a public spectacle or leave evidence of you doing blood magic.
Okay, so then I am working on 3 dice. So let's see. 2 successes.
Huzzah!
Huzzah!
You'll find the person later.
Yay! Okay.
So, John. I figured out how the die roll. Do we get to roll our own dice?
No.
No. You give him a die. Well, what is the skill are you helping with?
Read, of course.
And what is the exponent on that? Because if it's really high, okay, it's not really high. You give him 1 helping die.
If it's really high, you can give him multiples?
Yes.
Really?
I have reading.
I accept for TCP IP. I don't think anyone has skills high enough to give 2 helping dice.
Yeah, I'm just looking up what it is.
Wait, what was that about?
Exponent 5 or higher gives 2 helping die.
Can you pop up my thing, please?
You can
if you guys want to research the law, I can give you 2 helping die.
You can get...
Yeah, you have a black 5 in rule of law, right?
That's the only 5 I have, I believe.
Yes. Forking, you can get a second die if your exponent of what you're forking in is 7 or higher.
Oh.
Yeah, that will never happen. Yeah. What's my obstacle?
question. You are looking to ascertain what that moss is?
And what it can be used for.
Okay. I'm going to go with obstacle 2.
So, 4.
Yes, don't forget you're a double obstacle for not actually having the research skill.
I don't know, John. It sounds like John just rolled a fuckload of dice there, so.
4 divided by 2 successes. So, yes, I succeed.
Okay.
Awesome.
Props. I helped.
So,
if they're researching for a long time, I might as well just go wait to see the magistrate while they're doing that.
So everyone who helped, don't forget to mark down your test.
A test for aptitude or a test for the skill that we used to help?
The skill they used to help.
That is a difficult test for me, actually, if it's an obstacle too.
It is.
Well, it's number of dice rolled.
No, it's his skill.
Oh,
it uses his skill against the obstacle.
Oh, awesome.
That's why we should stick together and help each other.
So yeah. Obstacle 2 against my black 2?
Yes, which is difficult.
Yeah, it's a difficult.
What is Tristan's read skill?
Two against...
Wait, black 2, that means you can read wedding invitations.
Too long didn't read. What is Tristan's read skill?
Reading?
Yes.
B4.
B4. Okay. That is a routine test for you then. Which you do still need those to advance.
Wait, you put 2 points into read?
What? Yeah, she's good
she
at
wants
reading.
To be able to read well.
Two? So I have 2 routines? Is that for one?
I have a question.
You get one routine from that.
Does circles advance as a stat or a skill?
Skill.
Skill.
Okay.
So yes, how many dice did you roll?
That was 3 dice for obstacle 2.
So that's a routine.
Okay.
Which you just don't need if it advances a skill.
Yes.
Okay.
So what do I find out? Or what do we find out?
What has been found out? Young sir, I do believe I've discovered something.
You find it to be a moss called Sealy Fire. Sealy Fire is grown for its utility as a natural light source, as a flameless and smokeless light source.
You just made Martin obsolete.
It can be ground up as a powder that dulls pain. It's an anesthetic.
Oh.
An ingested anesthetic. It is also possible to use it as a poison in large doses.
So we found roofies.
I think we found like glowing aspirin.
No, it's something more lethal than aspirin. Ibuprofen?
I don't think
I've heard.
I'm trying to think of why Borgo would want this.
Because he's basically performing surgery on people.
It's an anesthetic, yeah.
Yeah.
So that means he's not just a conjurer, but he might be a blood mage too.
Or he's a vile poisoner.
He could be a vile poisoner.
Going back
or some conjurer of cheap tricks. Poisoning.
Does it have a smell?
No, not really.
Does it have a...
It's interesting in it, though. He only likes foul-smelling things.
Yeah, he's a stinky man.
All right, does it have a taste?
He's a stink man.
Are you eating it?
I don't feel... like it's a good idea to lick it or anything that, but I was wondering if
it's an oral anesthetic. Yes, it's okay to eat it.
Well, so the book says.
Well, hell, if you guys aren't, I'm going to shove some down my throat.
Yo, I'm not even here right now. So.
Nom, nom, nom.
You know it was intended to be ground into a powder. But you just eat it. It is not very pleasant tasting. Right now it's kind of dirty and gross. It
tastes like dirty moss.
Yeah.
It tastes like
excuse me, soup. I'm going to go get something to drink.
How much of this are you eating, by the way?
Not much. Just like a tiny little bit that I pull off.
Okay.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go get something to drink and wash my mouth.
Okay. Meanwhile, Solomon has made his way.
So next thing on the agenda for me. I think we're dealing with some lag here.
Yeah,
you continually interrupt me and then stop halfway through your sentence?
Yeah, from my perspective, I start talking and then you start talking.
Oh, yeah, you're lagging really badly.
Ding!
Okay. So, Solomon has made his way to the magistrate's office. The magistrate is still in his meeting, but you are invited to sit down and wait.
Which, assumably, I have plenty of time to do while they research.
Yes. That's going to take a couple hours for them. After you're there for about half an hour, you see the door to Magistrate Banks' office open a crack, and he yells out, "Get me Travers!"
I will get up and approach the door.
Okay. He slams it after he finishes saying that. And his assistant looks at you and sort of shrugs and then gestures for you to go in.
Yeah, I'll go in.
Okay. You enter the familiar office of Grand Magistrate Banks. He spins on his heel when he sees you enter.
He does what?
He spins on his heel and looks at you when you enter.
Okay.
He's kind of surprised that you are right there. Also in his chamber is a rather tall, lanky man in loose black clothing. With a pale, stoic face.
Is it Farius?
It is Farius the Grim. And a slow smile creeps on his face when you enter.
Oh my, he's preempted you.
Oh boy.
Good luck!
Damn, son.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Travis, have you seen
something?
Have you seen this man before?
Is he addressing me or Farius?
You.
I'll look at Farius and then at the magistrate. Yes, sir, I have.
Would you mind telling me in what context?
He was the mortuary attendant at a medical school.
And how did you encounter him?
In the course of the investigation into the blood magic going on of late, one of the professors at the medical school led me down to the mortuary to see about any unusual occurrences with bodies.
I see. Well, he has reported to me that you burst into his mortuary and began accusing him of mutilating corpses and practicing blood magic.
That is not entirely accurate.
I see. And what would be entirely accurate?
He may have gotten the impression that I was accusing him. I was simply asking him questions about any mutilations that have been going on to corpses that have come through his office.
I see. Hold on, I need to water my cat so he stops meowing. Talk amongst yourselves.
Cats are jerks, huh? Like, who likes cats?
What? I love...
hit the restroom.
We've just lost half our viewership. All we have left are dog people.
No, I love cats. Cats are great. I think they're... I think cats are the bee's knees.
The bee's knees, huh?
Are they moonbeams?
What?
You've never heard of moonbeams?
Moonbeams.
Mm-hmm.
Look, all I know is that my little Marie Curie is the most adorable and loving kitty ever.
That's a pretty boss name for a cat.
You know what I think is a sick name for a cat? Meatball.
I don't know, that makes me think of a cat that does nothing but sit around all day and is fat.
What is that? How's that different from most cats?
Marie Curie isn't fat.
Is Marie Curie alone? Or does she have another cat to chill out with during the day?
No, Marie Curie is alone. She entertains herself by going outdoors and,
Okay, so she's an outdoor cat.
Yes, she is an outdoor cat.
That's cool. Respect.
She chases leaves.
I'm back, by the way.
And we're back.
Yes, that little cat intermission.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should have asked the other players for advice while you were gone, but nah.
That took too much foresight.
I mean, I don't have advice, but you could ask.
And Mr. Travers, did you accuse Farius of practicing blood magic at any point?
No, sir, I did not.
Do you believe that Farius is a practitioner of blood magic?
I don't have any conclusive evidence, but I do have somewhat of a hunch that he may be involved in something illegal, not necessarily blood magic.
I see. And on what basis do you form this hunch?
In his living quarters, stuck inside the mattress, there was a body that had symbolic, ritual-looking cutting, and the vocal cords were also ripped out of it. It was separated from the other bodies. As I said, it was inside his mattress.
I see. Mr. Travers, may I speak to you privately?
That is what I was hoping for originally.
He steps out of his office and gestures for you to follow.
I will look somewhat questioningly at him and gesture toward Farius. You're just going to leave him here in your office?
Is he going to mutilate my desk?
Very well, sir.
Correct answer is yes.
I wish he would. It'd be a rather open and shut case. He walks you out into the hallway. And yes, I have every intention of leaving him there, because if I send him out, I don't know if he will be there when we come back.
Are there any windows in his office?
There are, but it is on the third floor.
Oh, he could jump. He's a giant!
Shit.
Totally survived that.
So, Mr. Travers, you found a body in this man's chambers.
Yes.
What did you do with it?
I left it to come here and inform you and see if I could get support from the city militia.
Very wise. And what of the Trumbulls?
They went to the library to conduct research into blood magic. I didn't think there would be any promising leads at the library, so I took off on my own with their family doc.
I see. Well, I am going to try to arrange something. Can you be here tomorrow at noon?
May I know what you're trying to arrange so I can come prepared?
Well, I'd like you to come prepared with some magical backup in the form of the Trumple Boys. Because we are going to have a little hearing about Farius to ascertain his guilt or innocence. Of course, that's not what I'm going to tell him.
So will he be detained here until then?
We have no grounds to detain him, and if he is as you suspect, I don't think it would be an easy task to detain him against his will. No, I intend to tell him that we are going to have an administrative hearing about your conduct, and that he will be required to come and give evidence. It could easily become a hearing about your conduct if your evidence doesn't pan out.
Right. So, should I bring the body? That's the only evidence I have, and he may have cleaned it up since I left the hospital, or the medical school.
I recommend that you do.
That's disgusting. I'll see if it's still there, sir.
And any other evidence you can ascertain on this man can only help your case.
The headmaster and the rest of the staff at the medical school did indicate that they got a strange feeling about him, but there really isn't anything conclusive aside from that body.
Well then, this could make us look very bad. Do you want to move forward on this?
Yes, I feel that he is a risk to the people out there in the city if he's set free, but I don't think we have enough to actually keep him locked up right now.
Well, that is the choice we need to make. I can have him detained, no question. If he is actually a witch, keeping him detained may prove difficult. If he is not a witch, we could be in some trouble. I don't think he is a particularly well-connected man, but I attempt to not detain those who are innocent. It creates an ill reputation.
Yes, that's understandable.
So you're the one in charge of this case. I'm leaving it to your best judgment. Where do we go from here?
Invite him back tomorrow for a hearing for my misconduct, and I'll see what else I can dig up tonight.
Very well. You are dismissed.
Thank you, sir. I will bow politely or whatever usual courtesy is rendered to the Grand Magistrate and take my leave of the office.
Okay.
With plenty of time to get back to the library and visit the Trumbles.
Yes, indeed.
And how?
So while Martin's writing letters to old friends, I think I'm going to start building a Shinkikan.
What? I don't know what that is, but weren't you researching moths?
Right. So I would assume when you decide the moths research is done, I will begin with the Shinkikan.
A what?
It's a cart full of rockets. I could just make one rocket, but that's simple.
Didn't they make one of those on Mythbusters?
Yep.
Awesome. What, is someone crunching on their microphone?
That's just what happens when Tom readjusts his mic.
Yeah, sorry.
It's so delicious.
He adjusts it inside his butthole, actually.
I'm pretty sure I'm good.
Okay. So, I assume Mr. Travers makes his way back into the library.
Where God, I hope so.
Where the nerds are studying.
One would hope.
Perhaps I should interrupt their research to share with them the events that have occurred.
Okay.
Maybe you wander in as Martin's chomping on glowing moss.
Yeah.
Yes, you find Martin nibbling on plant matter.
Nutritious, but not delicious.
Is it nutritious?
Not as far as you're aware.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Dr. Bannon and I had an interesting encounter today that I may have gotten the Trumbull family wrapped up in.
Do tell.
We went to the medical school to find out anything we could about possible blood mage activity.
And Dr. Galen Ibzer was kind enough to lead us toward the mortuary, where we met a very interesting man named Fergus, who may or may not have been a blood mage.
Well, good thing you listed all possibilities.
All appearances point to him being a blood mage.
Yeah.
He did threaten me with death if I continued my investigation, but
I think the real sinker was the evidence we found in his mattress.
A body?
In his mattress?
Well, apparently it's pretty common for mortuists to have bodies in their mattresses, but this one had
I heard about that from the news a while back. Tom Cryer was talking about it.
But this body had symbolic carvings carved into it, and its trachea, its vocal cords were removed with surgical precision. And it was just really, really strange. I think we should go back and investigate further.
Didn't Martin research blood magic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't say anything quite like removing people's vocal cords, but...
Can I make like a will check or a perception check to like recreate some of the symbols that were cut on the body or patterns or whatever and see if they jive with Martin at all?
That would be untrained symbology.
I have trained symbology.
I have trained symbology as well.
You don't need to make a perception test on that then.
I'm going to go obstacle one symbology.
Where is this?
B2.
Oh boy.
That's a decent chance.
I got zero successes.
Well then.
Yeah. Did I get help from someone?
You got one success.
No, I do that in case it's a six. That second set is just in case it's a six.
Oh.
Those would be the extra.
You couldn't fork anything from somebody magically?
We weren't there.
How many dice are you rolling?
I was rolling two.
Okay. That's still a routine test for you. You still get the test, so that's something.
Even if you fail.
Which, with an obstacle to symbology, it doesn't take much.
Yes.
So, well, Dristan was there. Maybe she can correct what I've written down that's obviously wrong.
I don't have symbology, unfortunately. I do have writing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would probably be...
You could try an untrained symbology.
That looks kind of like an L.
Do you want to try an untrained symbology?
Sure, that sounds like tits.
Okay, well, it would be perception, so...
Yes. Basically, untrained, you roll the stat it's rooted in, which in this case is perception, against double the obstacle.
So for you it would be obstacle 2, and you're just rolling your perception.
Okay, I've got B5 for perception.
Okay.
Whoa, I got 5 successes.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's victory.
It actually would have been, if perception were open-ended, it would be 9 successes.
Wow.
Okay.
Does that mean I learned symbology now?
You get a test towards it. You need a number of tests equal to 10 minus the root stat. So in your case, you would need 5 tests to symbology, and then you learn it.
Okay, so that was one test.
Yes. So basically, you see what Solomon's doing and just crumble up the piece of paper. I'm like, no, it was more like this. Bounce it off his head.
All right, well, can I try and recognize that stuff?
And then flawlessly...
Yes, attempt to recognize.
We need some more symbology checks all up ins.
Well, actually, I was going to say history.
I don't think history would cut it.
No.
Well, I do also have symbology as well. I just didn't want to do all symbologies here.
They are not of any historical significance.
Yeah.
What about the history of the Blood Mage insurrection?
I'm pretty sure it's a pretty new movement. The history is current events.
All right, then. I'll go with symbology on this one.
Okay, it is obstacle 3.
Is it really in the spirit of Let It Ride to have everyone in the group roll symbology sequentially?
Well, this is for a different... This is for something different. It's not for replicating it. It's
for
recognizing it now.
To see if we could create the symbols, and this is to see if they can identify them.
Yes.
But I would like you guys to indicate a primary person, and then the rest of you can help on symbology.
Okay, who has the highest symbology? I've got a
4. I have a 3.
Maybe.
So that's me.
I don't know if reading or writing can help work with symbology, though.
Writing could.
Really?
Or reading.
I thought writing could, because you're writing down symbols.
Yeah, it's really not going to help you in recognizing what these symbols are.
Yeah, like I'm good at calligraphy, but that's not going to do it.
Yeah, we're talking about just to recognize the shape of the symbols, not for seeing their meaning.
Okay, so who's helping me symbologize?
I guess I will.
I'll try. I'll help too. I have symbology. Fuck it.
I'm trying to learn it. Can I help?
No.
No.
You have to actually have the skill, unfortunately.
Okay. So that gives me 6 dices. Okay. It's a perception skill, so it's open-ended, right? Or is that just
That's
perception?
Not how it works.
That's just,
when you're rolling perception to see things.
I'm rusty on all this. Okay, so that's 4 successes then.
Okay. You do not recognize these exact symbols, but you recognize their general purpose as being taxing to anima. And you know that they are intended to almost create a funnel of magical energy out of this person's body.
Yes, that's very blood magic-y.
Yeah, we found that out.
I concur.
We found that out from Dr. Ibbins.
Yes, he was very much adamant that anima is the primary focus of blood magic.
So maybe we should go back and see if we can delve deeper into these chambers. We had to flee the scene because we were there illegally and he had threatened our lives.
It was pretty scary, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this, but he's a really big guy. Very intimidating.
Well, where is he now?
He may or may not be around the area.
He went to the magistrate to complain about my interference with his life.
Yeah, how did that go anyway? You kind of gave us the Cliff's Notes on it, but...
How did the trip to the magistrate go?
Yeah.
When I got there, Farius was already there to complain about me. The magistrate agreed to hold a hearing about my misconduct, but that's really just a cover-up. They're going to attempt to accuse and try Farius tomorrow.
So you hope. Doesn't the magistrate hate you?
He doesn't hate me.
Do you have enough evidence to try Farius?
I think that's what this investigation is going to be for.
We have my testimony right now, but it would really help if we could get that body. So maybe you guys could come help me haul it out of there.
Okay.
That's totally legal.
I don't have the body hauling skill, but we could probably get the mattress out of there.
Body hauling skill.
No, we could. We don't necessarily have to be the one to do it. If we could give, we could give notice to the headmaster of the academy that, he's being tried, and we could try and haul his stuff out of there. We could pay somebody off to get the.
Except the whole bit where he's not supposed to know that he's being tried, and that would completely blow that.
Right. I'm pretty sure Solomon has authority to investigate, seeing as he's an investigator.
All right, well, in that case, my impression from this was that we were not going to be allowed to just walk into the room and take the mattress full of bodies out.
Well, fingers crossed we won't be there when we get there.
And there was only one body. I don't multiple bodies in a mattress. You know how big a mattress is?
Honestly, I've never tried stuffing bodies in a mattress before. I assume that if you cut them up in a certain way, you could put a few in there, at the very least.
We just found the one.
The librarian is giving you guys a weird look.
Maybe this isn't the place to talk about this.
Okay, so...
this is a library. We are expected to be rather quiet, and we've been making something of commotion. Perhaps we could reconvene back at the manor.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Maybe we should just get to the med school and get that body and bring it back.
I really
want to
check out this body.
Yeah. Yes. If we're going to investigate this guy, let's investigate him.
It does seem that time is of the essence here.
To the morgue!
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, when you go out to the morgue, the librarian just points to the door.
We were leaving anyways.
I just imagine the Batman scene change, but it's a skeleton crossbones instead of the bat symbol.
Okay, when you return to the mortuary, you find it untouched.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
Secret chamber?
What secret chamber?
That one, it was a secret to us because he said we couldn't go in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's really his bedroom.
His bedroom? Yes, it's untouched. The body you guys yanked out of his mattress is still laying on the floor.
Yep, that's the body.
Anything we notice about it? Aside from the fact that it's a rotting corpse covered in sigils?
There's a scar across its neck, and it's covered in arcane symbols that are exactly like the ones that the doctor drew for you. And nothing like the ones that Solomon drew for you.
Good heaven. Can we at least put some clothes on it, please?
What, it's a corpse. See something alike?
Sealy fire was used to perform that operation.
What was?
Or
I wonder if the what was that?
Sealy fire seems to only be useful for people you maybe want to keep alive.
Right, but it doesn't make sense to remove the vocal cords after he's dead.
Can we check to see if...
Maybe he really likes the way vocal cords taste. You don't know.
Can we see if the vocal cords or anything was done before the patient-victim thing died?
Well, I think that somebody would have to make an anatomy check about that.
Oh, I've got anatomy, guys.
Yeah, that'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, I would like to help with that, if I may.
I would like to cover my eyes.
It is only an obstacle one anatomy. So I don't know how much help your doctor needs.
I've got to
actually. That's no matter what, it's going to be a routine, but I mean, I guess all the help we can get.
How many dice?
Damn.
Yes, my help is offered. You can accept or deny it.
Oh, I'll take it. I love help.
Everyone loves help.
How many dice?
It would be 5 then if it was a helping die.
5?
Let's go!
Let's go.
3
successes!
Well, that's enough.
And this is routine.
Yes, you get a routine test on your anatomy. The carvings and the throat injury were definitely before the patient was dead. in fact, several days before, because they started to heal up and were recarved.
The plot thickens.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
This guy was just sick. Ew.
Yeah. Can I check to see if the creepy moss was used in this?
You would have to basically throw him on an operation table and find his stomach contents.
Well, you know I have surgery.
Yeah, I'm saying you're capable of it. It's just
it would take some time.
You have also, to cut open his abdomen and his stomach.
I think it would probably be a bad idea if we want to use this as evidence to tamper with it.
Mm.
But an autopsy is standard procedure, right?
Yeah, but we don't really need the autopsy so much as we need the sigils.
Well, they'll still be there.
Yeah, we'll put them back together. No worries. They'll
still be there on either side of the incision down his chest.
Right. Yeah, but the point is that if we make these incisions in the body and we don't mess with the and we start messing with it, then they could make a case just as strong for anybody as anything else that we were the ones who carved it on there to plant evidence.
Well, yeah, whatever we're going to do, we should get him out of here.
So what are we going to do with the mattress? Are we going to put another body and stuff it in? Him.
Well, we could probably just bag the thing and haul it out of here.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
There's going to be body bags everywhere.
This is kind of a medical school. They do that
kind
of thing.
It is kind of a medical school, I guess.
And if this would be the best place.
I'm pretty sure that's why Varius was here in the first place, because this is the perfect place.
Right, but we don't want him to come back and see us doing this.
Well, we could carve the body into its component parts and carry them out in smaller bags so it doesn't look like...
Yeah, let's not mutilate it.
Yeah, that would be more conclusive evidence than having an autopsy done on an intact body.
Ah. More time.
A vacant classroom and just act as if it's a regular instruction.
Oh, I can be the professor!
I mean, actually, Farius isn't going to wander about checking every classroom, presumably.
That's true. And Baird, you love speeches and lectures. You could totally pull this off.
If he realizes his box is missing, he may actually look around in all the classrooms for it, thinking that it might have been taken to...
Let's drag it over to the magistrate's office.
Do you want to perform surgery at the magistrate's office?
I don't know.
I'm not opposed to it, and
I don't care where she performs the surgery. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Well, I should point out, by the time you guys are doing this, it is like 11 o'clock at night.
Skirt. Yeah,
Justin, don't you have surgical tools at Trumbull's Manor?
I don't think I brought them with me, no.
You don't have them at their
house? They're at the house, but I don't go around carrying surgical tools.
Right, that's my point.
Right. So let's get them back. Yeah, let's get them back to the manor, and then let's do this thing.
Oh, yes. Good.
To the Trumbull Manor!
All right.
So what are we going to do? Body.
Let's bring it with us.
In a body bag?
Let's do it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to be skulking around in the middle of the night.
Just wrap it up in a sheet. So we don't have to carry it through the halls.
Skulking around in the middle of the night with a body.
Somehow I don't think that inconspicuous is going to help us here.
Yeah.
It might. I mean, there's people up and about.
No, there's not. It's 11 at night.
Nobody bats an eye when you're taking it out of the medical school. As for carrying it through the city... Do you guys care if people see you doing that?
Well, I'd rather it not happen. I think we could at least load it into a small cart or something like that.
Yeah, I think we do care.
Like the alley that the mortuary exits into, we could use that.
Yeah, and that'll get you out of the medical school, but that's not really a problem. No, nobody there really cares.
But I mean, we could just continue taking the cart with us and drape something over it.
And then also try to take all the back roads.
Yes, but I think Nick's point is that we're testing something for this because
streetwise.
This and other people's interests.
Yeah, we're gonna need to. All right, we're gonna need to know
the streetwise
route.
Test.
Yeah, streetwise would probably be.
I'm going to say streetwise
and inconspicuous.
Yeah,
oh, wow, inconspicuous and streetwise. Oh gosh.
Okay, I know none of those.
Okay.
I know both of those things.
I know streetwise.
Can I help with city-wise?
You can. So.
I have both streetwise and inconspicuous.
Gonna need a linked test. Starting with streetwise. Obstacle 2. I mean, it's late at night.
Alright, anyone want to give me some helping die for this?
I'll help with streetwise.
Awesome.
Wait, what's your exponent for streetwise?
My exponent on streetwise is a B2, but I can also fork in astrology.
Whoa, I've got a B4.
Oh, okay, in that case, yeah. Then I will
she
give...
She knows the city. She has to run and get medical supplies all the time because of your dumbass.
Then
I love the idea that you guys had a quick contest. Like, what would you say is the best way to get to the cricket cap stand? So you guys can evaluate...
Through the sewers, duh.
Who actually knows the city best?
No, not the sewers, not
yeah,
the sewers.
Yeah, I can attest the sewers are not a good idea.
Oh.
So let's see, 4 plus 1 from Tom, 1 from me.
Anybody else?
I'll take Skid Pro Row.
I thought Bayard had Streetwise, or Citywise.
I have both Streetwise and Citywise, but
you can only
want to help with Citywise. City.
Okay. So that's your 4 and 3 helping dice.
Sweet. And my Streetwise will get, no matter what happens, a difficult test from this.
Is this open-ended?
No, not unless you spend a fate point after the roll.
Okay, we got 4 then.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, for reference, there are margins of success in these rolls. If you get more, like if it's an obstacle 2 and you get more than 2, then you don't need to like open-end it at that point or anything like that to get more successes.
Not generally, no.
No, I mean, there are situations where it'll happen, but for the most part, if you pass, congratulations, you pass, and we're letting it ride.
Yes, there are some things that have a margin of success. For instance, on an inconspicuous test, the better you do, the harder you are to see.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now, as far as inconspicuous goes, we're going to have to figure out some way to disguise this thing. We have a card, right?
Wait, let's roll the... Streetwise first.
She already
did.
Or did we?
Yeah.
4 successes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember what.
Who's the most inconspicuous?
I do have a.
Link test. Here we go.
I can't even remember Solomon's face, though. That's a 3 exponent there.
Okay. Yes, you get a plus 1D advantage to your inconspicuous because you exceeded the obstacle on your streetwise.
Well, I'll do the roll for inconspicuous, then I'll get that plus 1 die.
All right.
Here you go.
Are we accepting help on inconspicuous?
I don't know. What's the obstacle?
Hiding
a cart. Or they're making a cart through the city at night seem routine.
Can I fork in field dressing? We could disguise the body as somebody in need of aid being dragged along.
That would actually make it more conspicuous, Natasha.
I actually kind of like that idea, but...
I feel like making it look like it's somebody in need of aid would make it more conspicuous.
But maybe someone specially provided aid being taken back home.
I'm going to go obstacle 2.
All right.
So, pretty easy. I mean, I'm assuming you're throwing a tarp over the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. So I've got 4 die. Who's helping?
I am.
All right, that's 5.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Can I help with junk-wise to pile up?
No.
I'm picking and make it look like we're hauling junk.
No.
All right, how about just helping with plain and conspicuous?
What are you going to do?
Yes.
I imagine you'll draw in very nice letters, not a carted dead body, to let people know that it's not.
Yes, I can write that on the side of the cart.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you'd actually go for the junk-wise more than the inconspicuous help.
The completely legal express.
Oh. Did anyone need to know what level of test they got on the streetwise?
Oh, Link, what?
2 is difficult, correct?
No, the character sheet I use has a chart that has that. So.
Okay, good.
All right, last call. Is anyone offering help?
It's worth noting I'm better at calligraphy than I am at normal writing.
That's an obstacle. This, and that's what kind of
last call.
3, and you rolled 3 dice and missed it.
I don't have that sheet.
How many dice are you rolling?
5.
5. Against obstacle 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but for your helping die, it goes by your skill.
Right, so you got a difficult test from this no matter what. Or, wait, no, I'm sorry. 3 on 2 is a routine?
Yeah, that's routine.
Yes.
Okay. Ready, aim, fire. Well, it doesn't matter. 3 successes, sorry.
Okay.
We made it.
You successfully ferry the cart back to the Trumbull Estate. I am thinking about the scene from Young Frankenstein, where he's carting the body and the hand flops out. He has to pretend it's his own arm.
I'm aware of the scene, just I didn't think to paraphrase that.
Good stuff. So now we're back at the mansion, huh? Or the home.
Yeah, you roll the card up to your home.
And there's only 6 people gawking.
Actually, there's basically no one gawking. It's quite dark, though.
Do you have any sort of light source?
That
moss.
Oh, the one time Martin might be useful.
No, I think the moss would be conspicuous.
Yes, but so would magical lanterns.
Yeah, there's that.
They would increase the obstacle retroactively. You are free to cast it. Do you want to cast Weird Light, Martin?
If it would make it more conspicuous, then no.
Wise words.
He is trying to protect his family's reputation. He doesn't want to draw attention to them stealing a mutilated corpse.
Yeah.
You roll up to your home literally in the middle of the night, and there is a note stuck to your door with a knife.
That's a knife.
Okay, I use my knife skill for something or other. I don't know.
Okay, so what is it?
I read it.
Okay. You pull down the note and unfold it, and it says, very simply, in a rather elegant hand, if you value your father, stop asking questions.
Is it signed in blood?
Time to continue asking questions. My father disappeared forever, so...
It is not signed in anything.
This person obviously doesn't know us very well.
My father is dead, so
I'm going to keep this.
And has therefore made a very ineffective threat.
Well, wait a second. It may not necessarily be your father.
Keep going.
It could be my father.
I was actually thinking it could be my father.
How old are you?
I'm 46 to 51.
What's the life expectancy of this era?
Well, after you got past 5 years, around 65.
Yeah. You guys know who his dad is, at least most of you.
Do I know that he's dead?
Since he's your grandfather, yes.
Okay, then.
You're in the loop on that one.
Okay, so we put that one to rest.
It's not my dad. My dad's been dead for years.
Yeah, and no one knows you're working with us. Also, why would they leave the note here if they were threatening you? Now, they're obviously trying to threaten us, but...
Yeah,
but
that leaves just you guys.
This person's not very good at making threats.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, we've been keeping up this Weekend at Bernie's thing for much too long, I think.
That's what the note says. Take it or leave it.
I think maybe the note was intended to impact Gordon because he doesn't want his brother to die, not his father.
Right.
But just push his head.
It doesn't necessarily have to be about death, though, is the thing. It could simply be valuing somebody's name. It could be, you know, if you value the honor of your family, if you value this, that, or the next thing.
They would have said if you value the honor.
This is a cryptic note written in an elegant hand.
What? It's not cryptic. There's nothing cryptic about it. It's very plain. It's just
I have no idea who it's meant for. That's cryptic in and of itself. Okay.
You know,
anyway,
you know what I think?
It's not cryptic
at
all.
I think they missed. I think they wanted to put this on our neighbor's house. You know, why doesn't someone just go over there and stick it on their door instead?
I mean, I'm going to do the
correct
thing,
the mistake,
and keep it for myself.
Okay, fine.
It appears as though somebody knows a little bit more than we do about the whereabouts of your father.
If that's how you want to take the note.
That note might be helpful tomorrow. We could pin it on Ferris.
Ooh, we could get a writing sample.
I doubt Ferris wrote it. He doesn't... I don't think he knows of our connection to that.
Anyways.
Here's a snazzy question.
What?
Which of you boys have been asking questions?
Which one of us hasn't been asking questions?
Yeah, I've been asking questions about Borgo.
I sent some letters.
When did you send the letters?
Yeah, no, they wouldn't have arrived yet.
Not at all.
Unless they were intercepted.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't know. No, I'm sure this was meant for the neighbors.
Oh, God, they're in the mail.
Okay, no, we should just present this to our neighbors tomorrow and say we found it on our house, but obviously it was misplaced.
We think this might be yours.
Whatever, I'm going to sleep. We'll do it tomorrow.
I have to dissect the corpse. Or at least look it over or something. Maybe keep watch.
Could you do that in, like, the not the kitchen and not the anywhere we care about, please?
Yeah, do it in the dining room. I'm going
what?
To
no! Just because
well,
you
a nice
do all
big
your,
table.
You do all your experiments wherever the hell, and as far as I'm concerned, you ruin the rooms for the entire period of time you're in them. And then
oh, well,
many
anyway,
times
for
a long time afterwards.
Right, so let's
I mean I know
clean corpses
don't bleed very much, but still.
I'm going to clean up the kitchen and clear off all the shit on the table and then set a nice tablecloth on it.
You mean a tablecloth you don't care about.
Or the corpse to lay on.
Wouldn't want to offend it.
Yes.
Whatever. I'm going to
intent. Let's move along. This is
yes, what are you guys doing?
Sleeping.
Yeah,
screw
are we
that.
Time skipping to the morning?
Okay. Sure.
I guess
you
I'll
guys,
tap in my shithole.
You guys all crash in your respective bedrooms.
That's a very generous name for my room that you're
giving. Do, 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 do.
The closet under the stairs?
Yes.
Morning.
Oh, we took some room out.
Do I need to get a chair and a whip?
Yes.
Okay, morning comes. You guys sleep. Martin sleeps later than everyone else.
Do yep. we feel refreshed?
Yes.
Our HP and MP restored.
I make everybody who gets up before Martin a nice breakfast.
Yay.
Is there bacon included in the breakfast?
If Martin got up first,
know.
Would you have to throw it all away?
Yes.
Before I sit down to eat, I'm going to go wake up Martin.
I'm going to go check on the corpse.
Yeah.
I want to make sure it's still there.
I assure you, Mr. Travers, it is like waking the dead.
Yeah.
Try again at around 1 o'clock.
You have to throw your shoulder onto the door to plow the crap out of the way.
He barricades his room at night.
I'm just assuming he just leaves it a mess.
I have to wonder what the hell would he keep on the floor? Like discarded ale jugs?
Yes.
Among other things.
There's a sorority girl just passed out, maybe dead. She's been there a couple days.
We do have an early, well, relatively early for Martin day today.
Oh.
Court and all
get
that.
Besides, your uncle butler made breakfast.
Right. So what are the rest of you planning on doing?
We really have to go to court. I'm going to prep the body.
How early did we wake? Anything before we leave, or do we just go?
Well, you don't have to be in court until noon. So how early do you guys want to get up?
Probably at sunup.
Yeah, sunup.
To conserve oil.
Ah, yes, a nice 10-hour rest.
Yes.
Is there a rooster nearby?
Not really. You can acquire one if you like.
I am simply up with the sun in the mornings.
Okay. Well, you guys went to bed at midnight, so you can be up with the sun. You just won't be very happy about it.
You don't know that. Maybe I'm a morning person.
Oh, boy. Just another day of law school.
Okay. So you folks awake early and eat breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Moving this right along?
And unless people have something planned that seems interesting, I'm going to make gunpowder.
As much as I want to go to the slums and further investigate, I think that we should stay put until court is over.
Did you want to autopsy that corpse? By the way, we're all eating breakfast around the corpse, just so you know. It is on the kitchen table.
Awesome. Did we spill anything on the corpse while we were eating?
I certainly hope not.
How about those their diseases?
They are not as bad against the regular tape. The entire table collapsed and all our meals spilled onto the table.
Stop.
Yeah, that's right. He's in trouble.
So, John,
guys,
did you finish autopsy?
Is that a good idea? Okay.
Not yet.
I would like
whatever you want with it.
Yeah, you're welcome to do what you want.
I would like to perform an autopsy on the corpse and see if I can derive any more information from it. Like, when the time of death was, how long it had crazy happenings on it, all the whole thing.
Make it snappy, because you gotta be at court. Mike will be out.
I think that's enough time for an autopsy.
Yeah. You gotta let people finish eating first?
No.
Or they're still gonna be stragglers while you're cutting this thing open.
We're time efficient here. I want it done ASAP.
Okay. Making me look up the surgery skill. See if it has a simple obstacle for an autopsy.
You can also flip in anatomy.
I can flip in anatomy to surgery?
Yes.
Seems
okay.
Logical.
Maybe even apothecary to identify what's in the stomach.
Oh yes, I want to identify if it ate creepy moss. Whatever we're calling it. Ceiling feet.
Close enough.
Sealy is the
name of an evil court of fae in folklore.
Yeah, I don't know that. So my surgery is B5, my anatomy is B4. What? How many dice am I?
Okay. Your surgery is B5, and you're forking in anatomy and apothecary.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I am going to say obstacle 3.
So I'm rolling 7 die?
You are correct, ma'am.
Obstacle 3. Come on, baby! Oh, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
How bad?
3-2-3-3-3-5-2.
So, one success?
One success.
Oh, God.
You're going to get a tablecloth so messy.
It was the fine linen, too. I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
That was for guests.
Why did you... Yeah, we have a guest. He's dead.
Exactly. How could you
really
do this?
He really appreciates the fine linen.
If you didn't want the linen ruined, you shouldn't have put it underneath the corpse.
The good news is... You still get a test.
That's the good news. So what is my test? It's routine for surgery.
And if your surgery is B5, a routine test doesn't matter.
Probably routine for anatomy.
You don't get tests for the forks, just your surgery.
That sucks.
And it's routine. Yeah.
Anyway,
forking actually basically makes it harder to advance. The idea being that you're leaning on your previous knowledge instead of pushing yourself. Because you're rolling 7 dice instead of 5. If you were just relying on your surgery, it would be harder. But you're also less likely to succeed.
Well, an obstacle 3 would have been routine anyway for 5 dice.
Thank you. Anyway, I failed, so...
Yes. You botch your incision, the initial torso incision, unfortunately mangling several of the nice arcane symbols that were carved on this guy.
That is unfortunate.
Mucking about in his stomach, you find some kind of black grit in there, but you don't... Not sure what it is, and it just all sort of looks like mush. But you do have... Don't you have a call-on for surgery?
Oh, I do have a call-on. What do those do, exactly?
Okay, once per session, you can use a call-on for a particular skill to either break a tie, which you're unlikely to ever have an opposed surgery skill where you can tie with someone, or re-roll all of your failures on one roll.
Oh, I want to re-roll all my failures.
Yep. So you had 6 failures, so the first 6. So that adds 1, 2, 3.
So my
total 4 successes.
4 successes. Man, yeah, that's sweet. Oh, that's awesome. Also, I have an instinct that makes me do surgeries diligently and carefully.
Oh. Yes. Carefully is a thing. It adds additional dice, actually. Not that it matters at this point.
You're the next dice was a 1, so.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, never mind then. You apparently skillfully cut open this corpse.
Yeah.
Neatly protecting these symbols around there. Using your call on, your shit's all retarded. Are you laughing at what you named your trait?
Idiocracy was a great movie.
I agree.
Sorry. And she is apparently claiming that she's the doctor from Idiocracy.
You manage a neat slice in his stomach and preserve a black powder that, when you take it out, actually has a little speckles of a glow to it.
Ooh. Hey guys, what could this be?
It's
everything is
fire.
Yeah. I was gonna say everything is coming together.
You also find basic bread, mush, and water in there.
There's intact water, apparently. Oh, when did this guy die? That's really what I wanted to find out.
You think that he died probably 3 days ago.
What a sicko. Who sleeps on top of a dead body?
Well, it was apparently fresh at some point, so...
I was going to say, yeah, this assumes that he was sleeping.
Yes.
Plowing that thing.
Because other people just use their mattresses as chests to store stuff.
In fact, you, looking at the condition of the limbs, you think that this person was confined for a long period in a very tight space?
Oh, that would explain the birdcage, but that's really sick.
No, there's no way this person could fit in a birdcage. That bird
How big is the person?
The size of a person.
Hey, this is not like a... It's not like a child or a fat dude or anything like that.
No, it's an adult male, probably mid-20s.
So the birdcage isn't like parrot-sized, it's finch-sized?
It's not big enough to hold this man.
It's parrot-sized. You would need to break this person's bones and probably cut bits of him off to fit him in a birdcage.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that neither of those things have been done to this body.
No, you don't suspect it. You careful inspection, you find faint bind marks from a rope around his wrists. And you find an old head wound.
Hmm.
Probably a week or two old.
Can we get, maybe we can get an ID on this guy.
You broke out your blue CSI light. Found out he hasn't been raped.
This guy was probably snatched from the slum, so I don't think that an ID is possible. Besides, like, what database are we going to compare this to?
You could draw a picture of his face and show it to people. Is about
this is true.
IDing him.
His decayed, zombified face with.
Okay, okay, I get it.
Anyway, that's awesome. I would like to compile my findings into a, I don't know, report of some sort to help as evidence during the trial later today.
Okay, perfect.
With my awesome writing skills, what?
That rather thorough surgery does consume basically all of your time before the trial.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just internalize it.
Well, I mean, you can write your report, basically, as you go.
I assume you're
noting down or possibly dictating to someone.
Oh, hey. That's cool.
Certainly, okay, I guess.
Okay.
That's so cute.
All right.
Anyone else have any grand plans?
I'll make a radio
for now.
What's the biggest, most spectacular thing that goes boom that I can make in the time available?
What do you have for supplies?
Whatever's in my workshop.
All the things.
Based on your incompetence, zero things.
You could try and see if the sealy moss gets set on fire.
Is it combustible?
It's moss.
I highly doubt it, but you could try it out.
You suspect it would smolder like moss.
I don't think that peat is something you can find in a sewer. I could be wrong.
No, peat, it comes from bogs. But yeah, I have a munitions workshop. I want to blow it up.
Okay. Do you want to make some black powder?
Oh, he's going to blow up the courthouse.
Yes, I would like to make some black powder, but I want to make it in the most spectacular form I can.
Fantastic. You can roll that munitions test when it comes time to use this black powder.
Lovely.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, around 11 o'clock, I stumble into the kitchen with a big amphora on my back.
What is cooking, I see, young master?
Yes, cooking. I have a big grin plastered over my face.
What a surprise, a Korean guy won the StarCraft tournament.
That's a sweet medal, dude. And a lot of cash.
I need to find some way to get this handwriting analyzed.
We could.
Since this is an elegant hand, maybe there are records.
It's somebody who's educated and clearly knows how to do, knows what he's doing. He could be a scribe.
He could have signed something in the past and put the records on file at the magistrate's office, maybe?
Doubt it.
You could try it. It would be an insane amount of work to compare the hand.
Right. Anybody filing anything wouldn't be under suspicion for stuff, so they wouldn't have any reason to inspect their handwriting.
You'd probably be better off using circles to try to find someone who recognized the handwriting.
I guess.
Well, have we don't really suspicions. Have time to like search around for someone who
knows
this guy.
Yeah, it's not really something I can do at the immediate moment. I guess I'm going to have to sit on this one for a bit.
Can you roll wise as untrained?
Yeah, of course.
Roll handwriting wise.
And fork in right.
I can
don't
fork
think
in
you
right.
Can fork on untrained.
Yeah, I don't believe you can either.
Handwriting wise.
It's possible one of you knows or recognizes the handwriting. Or maybe how they were taught to write something.
I'm going to...
Let's consult the GM. Do any of us recognize his handwriting?
Not offhand,
what?
No.
No. It just occurred to me that maybe I could find it in some of Argentum's old letters to see if it's anyone related to the family.
This is connected to Tom talking to Rufus. We know this.
Yeah, obviously.
Why wouldn't Rufus come forward with this information?
He didn't. It's the thing. He wanted to keep his benefactor a secret for some reason.
No, I'm saying why wouldn't Gordon be like, oh, I know exactly what this is regarding. It's from Rufus. Or some Rufus's benefactor.
I really didn't want to have to go to the same person again, but I'll make a mental note to ask Rufus about it later.
Sure.
In any case, I think that the event of the day is going to be his trial.
About the trial. Yeah,
about
magistrate
that trial.
Suggests that you guys were the magical support to enforce any kind of apprehension of Barrett's.
Oh.
I'll bring my knife then.
Wonderful.
Your knife? Maybe you should come prepared with any spells you might know. You are a magical family, yes?
Oh, no. They're, it's all in here. I tap my head.
I rub my chin and then paint some mystical-looking symbols on the jar of gunpowder. There. That's all magicked up now.
I'm going to get my killing people gloves.
I'm going to cry in futility because I know this family and I feel
and
like
by
we're
my
going
killing people gloves, I mean I'm going to go get my wallet.
Yeah, just talk over Natasha. That's fine.
Oh.
Ping.
It,
Pong.
What happened?
Sorry, you were saying.
All right. Anyway, off the porch.
Okay. So the whole family is going to court, and I presume you're bringing this body with you?
Yeah, how are we going to take the body, guys? In the car?
Same way we took it prior time?
Isn't it going to be a little bit more conspicuous, it being like, you know, 11:30 in the morning?
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter how... It doesn't really matter how we got the body, more that we have the body now.
Okay.
You know, it could have just shown up on our doorstep. They don't know. Nobody saw us.
Okay. So you're just rolling out in the open with this body?
Well, cover it with a tarp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same still thing we did thing. Last night.
Okay. You just care less if you get caught. If somebody
don't
sees
be all
you.
Sneaky about it. If someone stops us, be like, we're on our way to the magistrate's office with
that's
evidence.
Official
and I'm,
business. Official
okay.
business, right?
I'm on official business. I have the ability to say that.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and assume that you will tell them that it's... Oh, dear.
Like, whatever law enforcement agency is not going to fuck with me because I am going to say, hey, magistrate. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I should warn you guys, this is almost certainly going to end in a duel of wits. So...
Awesome.
Be prepared. Which I mean, Matt, be prepared.
I was going to say, this ain't my... Say my problem.
Yo, if this is going to be a duel of wits, I got to pee first.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my thinking shoes.
Okay.
I think the
I
rest
help
of
you
us...
when it comes to the symbology evidence.
I should be prepared to help.
Yeah.
Like yeah, we're probably going to want to... We're probably... oh, man. A good old-fashioned trial. When was the last time we did one of these? I mean, in Burning Wheel, not in Kingmaker.
I can say, in Kingmaker, we did them, but oh my god, was it not satisfying.
Yeah.
Oh. No, Burning Wheel Trials. The best.
Pretty awesome.
Kingmaker Trials were generally against their fellow PCs and allies.
Yeah, for those of you listening at home, you may very well get an example of what the Duel of Wits is today, which is a surprisingly diverse combat system for discussions.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
And it's very much like the fight mechanics.
You may get to experience the eloquence of Farius the Grim.
Hey, out of curiosity, is geometric going to come in useful at all? Or
I don't think so.
How about diminutive hand?
No, probably.
What does your diminutive hands trait do? Is it just a character trait?
Yes.
Then probably not. Your character has diminutive hands.
So there's not a whole lot I can do here, huh?
Well, unless your tiny hands are.
You know what, actually, Nick?
Presumably.
The whole mess begins, would it be alright if I rolled court gossip-wise to see if there's anyone in the noble... to see if anyone in the noble court might know anything about the string of murders that's been happening?
Sure.
Okay. Wow, you couldn't have done that, like, first thing?
Well, it's suddenly... No, because
it's
we're doing
mind.
An investigation... What? No, it's more like it's...
Mind.
Yeah, but it's more like it's relevant now that we're actually going to trial about it, and the trials are generally held by the judiciary, whereas before we were slumlording it up.
Well, the court just means the noble court.
Yeah.
I don't think that refers to the judicial court.
No, I'm aware that it doesn't refer to the judicial court. What I meant to say is that the judiciary is mainly comprised of nobles, whereas before we were slumming it up.
I am going to say obstacle 4 because they would likely keep any sort of involvement in that tightly under wraps.
And I am going to
produce a full
day of the trial, so everybody's going to be talking about this case.
Yeah.
Well, presumably it's what he's heard around, not just today.
I'm going to fork in extortion, actually.
Okay. You have leverage on someone that you're going to for information?
Everybody.
I don't feel like having to come up with something off the top of my head about this, so I'll just go with my regular skill.
Okay.
And, actually, could I fork in falsehood to try and recognize any bullshit stories? No, I suppose that falsehood doesn't really apply, yeah. All right, anyway.
Because the people you're hearing it from will think it's true. Or at least...
Yeah, by the way, just so everybody knows, I have a black 2 in court gossip-wise.
Awesome.
So let's create some problems for everyone, shall we? One success, but it's open-ended. I'm going to fork in my astrology die.
Oh, it's your astrology.
Oh, no. The astrology die is... I always roll that separately, but that's one success from my regular. My astrology die is... Also a 6, so that's 2 successes. The astrology die goes 2 success. That's just 1 extra success. The astrology die failed. So I guess I could open end this if I wanted to.
If you think you can pick up 2 more successes.
Well, it's not so much 2 more successes; it's more 2 more sixes.
Well, 1 6 and a success will give it.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
But it might. Let's give it a shot. So that's a fate point.
That's a false information. Natural 20.
All right. I am now down to 2 fates. That is 3 successes total.
Okay.
I have failed, but I got a difficult. I got a challenging test actually. For court gossip wise. What do I hear?
You hear the rumor that the Sedgwicks have been employing themselves as private mercenaries to some shady dealings.
I'm going to actually mark that one underneath instincts. Everyone has a secret. The Sedgwicks have... I, the player, do not...
Okay. And Natasha, what I was saying to you before is you actually will probably be of significant help in the trial because you can provide helping die with your medical skills at the appropriate moments when you talk about your autopsy.
I'll do what I can.
You're going to be super useful. Just believe in yourself.
I don't remember anything.
What did I miss while I was peeing?
Tom was working on digging up some gossip.
Oh, I caught all that. I was hoping there was something before that, like we arrived at the courthouse.
No, just a lot of dice counting.
You arrive at the courthouse. Well, you arrive at the magistrate, where you have an administrative hearing. You are led into this tribunal hall, where it seems Farias is sitting behind a tiny desk, and you have one on the mirrored side of the room that stands before a council of three.
Is Reginald von Quentin on the council?
I'm going to go with yes. Reginald von Quentin sits upon the council.
Is the magistrate also on the council?
No, he has to remain neutral.
Actually, here, or whatever.
Yeah.
I give Reginald a taciturn nod as I see him.
He does not reciprocate.
The other two people on the council are just nameless nobles.
Yes. Reginald von Quentin is an older gentleman in his mid-40s, but still quite distinguished looking. He has a neatly trimmed beard and always appears rather well put together and richly dressed. Most striking are his rather luminous green eyes, for which he is rather well renowned, in fact.
So that's why my wife left me.
A much better looking man.
Older, more successful. I mean, not to rub it in or
more successful.
I'm also going to nod to Reginald because he's my homie.
Reginald gives you a little nod.
I sneer at him.
He's appearing...
It's not so much a nod, it's more like one of those sup, like head tilts.
Yeah. He's trying to not appear too conversational since he is supposed to be a neutral party.
So right, I'm not going to say anything, but he knows he's my peep. He'll help me.
I don't know, this will be interesting to see the conflict between how much he wants to help you versus how much he wants to drag our name through the mud.
Mm. Well, this is really, like, conviction of Farias versus me being disbarred, so...
Were one of us playing Reginald von Quentin, it would be quite the character-defining moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really.
Well, NPCs can run Artha too, right?
Yes. As it stands, I'll just have to pull out Reginald von Quentin's full character sheet with beliefs, instincts, and traits.
Awesome.
Well, it might come as sort of a surprise to him that we're involved in the case. Also, yeah, what are we doing with that body? Are we hauling it into here?
Like some secure area?
Yeah, I'm assuming you're leaving it in some evidence area to be brought out at a dramatically appropriate moment.
Excellent. Fabulous.
Behold the body, and so on and so forth.
Exhibit A.
I'm going to hope that body is our ace in the hole.
Well, it's also your only card.
I just hope it's an ace.
So, if he has a pair, he beats it.
And also his ace is low.
Let's do this thing.
I don't know. The body is pretty darn compelling evidence.
Well, it is.
Let's find out how compelling it is.
Yes.
Let's see what his counterclaim is first. Let's get this show on the road.
Okay. So you were brought before the tribunal. Farius is looking slightly uncomfortable and agitated. You think he is either just figured out or has been informed of what is actually going on.
Yes. I think to myself quietly.
And Reginald von Quinten stands.
I also stand, if I haven't already seated myself, as is considered polite to do.
We gather here to ascertain the guilt of, or innocence of one Farius.
Gasp!
Farius has been accused of corpse mutilation and the practice of unlawful blood magic. Farius is elected to speak in his own defense. Who will speak for the prosecution?
I will.
Being the lawyer.
The court recognizes Solomon Travers. Solomon, you are also the accuser of Farius, correct?
That's correct, sir.
Very well. You may have a seat.
I will sit back down.
I'm going to assume we're all seated behind the bar near Travers.
Yes, you would, yes, offer. Be at the prosecution table.
Ooh! I take
this is,
the
this
water.
Is a mind-blowing new experience for me as a gamer.
Okay.
Congrats.
As in having a trial where you are not the accused?
Yeah, wow. Oh, man. I didn't even think those were possible.
We've had plenty of trials.
Did not
this is a better day.
Possible.
Let's do this.
Okay. We are going to be conducting a duel of wits. Now, how a duel of wits works is that the involved parties are going to argue their case, primarily through, in this case, the defense and prosecution. So, Farius and Solomon are going to be arguing, and other people can jump in as appropriate and provide helping die to the primary person. Like a fight, you script your arguments in advance. You don't have to write down what you want to say, just do you want to make a point? Do you want to dismiss your enemy, avoid the topic, obfuscate, cast a spell? Now, the purpose of a duel of wits in general is not necessarily to convince the other person that you are right, but to force them to accept the judgment, usually by convincing an audience. In this case, you're attempting to convince the three judges. The first part of a duel of wits is you essentially state your case, what your point is, and why, what you're hoping to achieve. So, Solomon?
Farius has committed mutilation on a corpse found in the mortuary, and is using, or was using, the formerly living corpse to fuel some kind of blood magic, and should be incarcerated for this. Or executed, whatever is the appropriate penalty of the day.
Pick one which you want.
Yeah.
Ooh, you picked both.
What are you pressing for?
Execution.
Okay. I should tell you, basically in the duel of wits, you should always go to the extreme of what you want. Because if you have a body of argument that is almost like your social combat hit points. And if you lose those, even if you win, you may have to make concessions. So if you go for execution and then later have to make a compromise, you can compromise down to imprisonment.
Oh, life!
Which would probably be house arrest, since I don't think prisons have really been really taken off by this time.
Okay, I should also tell you...
You don't really have a house, right? Anyway.
I should also tell you the results of a duel of wits are binding, but...
I can't hear you over Tom's static.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. My headphones just, like, literally broke, as in snapped. I'm going to mute my mic and fix this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, the results of a duel of wits are binding, but at any point, including after the duel of wits has finished and you lost, you can declare that your honor has been besmirched and take it to a fight.
I don't think you want to do that with this guy.
Yeah, that's not recommended. Well, I don't think you want to do it in the middle of a courtroom.
Yeah, I think that if I lose, then the court will not be on my side if I attack him in the court.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily win you the argument. In fact, basically everyone will see that you've lost at that point. But you may get to kill him.
How about that?
So, Farius stands. This alleged man of the law burst into my chambers, started accusing me of performing insidious acts, including profane and sexual acts upon corpses.
Yes!
Then accused me of practicing blood magic. Then, with no evidence, I found later, went and informed my boss that I had apparently been proven to practice blood magic, potentially costing me my livelihood. He does this without evidence and out of a greed to get paid his bounty on blood mages. He is the worst kind of witch hunter, and he should be immediately stripped of his duty and my good name cleared. Okay, so first thing we do, well, after that, is get your body of argument, which are basically your duel of wits hit points.
Yo, wait, hold on. If I lose this, do I become the Batman? Because I want to keep pursuing justice, but I'm not allowed to anymore.
If your you choice. Like.
Okay, just so it's really win-win. Okay. Alright, go on. I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's fine. Your body of argument, you get to roll your a primary duel of wits skill, which are coarse persuasion, interrogation, oratory, persuasion, poisonous platitudes, rhetoric, or stentorious debate. So do you have any
soothing platitudes? Is that something I can do?
You can't help him on this, and no, not in general. That is a duel of wits skill. It's like a secondary that it'll help on some things, but not all of them.
Okay.
But right now it is all on Solomon to make the strength of his case. So, do you have one of those skills, Matt?
I have persuasion.
Okay. So, roll your persuasion.
Oh, crap. Gross. What is it?
Oh, he has oratory. Wow, he has awesome oratory.
What?
Nothing. Just reading the NPC stat block.
Oh, fuck. I got one success.
Okay. The good news is you get to add that to your will.
Hey, that is good news, because that gives me 6. Did my internet die?
No.
Ping!
Hi. No, I'm just...
No, the correct answer is Pong.
Paula.
Marco.
Okay. Have you had a chance to look through Duel of Wits at all, or do you need me to, like, walk you through?
I haven't. I just got the book today. Okay. I heard, like, part of the Duel of Wits that you did in the sample, whatever, between the dwarf and the rat, or the dwarf. I don't know who it was. From the sword?
Yeah, I remember doing that. Okay, then I am going to take you through it. Do you have a Duel of Wits sheet? Like a scripting sheet?
Just printed it.
Fantastic. Because you have basically seven basic things that you can do in a Duel of Wits. Avoid the topic, dismiss, faint, incite, obfuscate, point, and rebuttal.
I don't know what obfuscate means.
Obfuscate is to basically talk about something else bizarre and completely unrelated.
To sidetrack.
Yes, in essence.
Yeah, it's to make fuzzy or obscure.
Sorry, excuse me. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'm back?
Yes.
Am I coming in clear?
Ding! Mm-hmm.
Right, well, the good news is you won't hear all that weird shit from my microphone anymore because the thing seems to have literally snapped off. I guess I'll be using my old headset, which has remained reliable for some time now. Thank you for your patience.
Okay. As I was saying, point is your basic attack. Your successes from that subtract from his body of argument. And as you can see, you can use skills like coarse persuasion, interrogate, oratory, persuasion, poisonous platitudes, rhetoric, or stentorious debate.
Okay.
Avoid the topic is your basic defense. You test your will, and you can subtract those successes from an opponent's point, obfuscate, or insight. So, basic attack and defense is one person's making a point and the other one avoids. So your point successes would subtract from your opponent's body of argument, but the avoid will subtract successes from that.
I learned this by example. Let's get the show started.
Okay. Well, if Matt is ready. Matt,
How do I know which ones I can use based on what skill I have?
If you look right under, you have the sheet, right?
I guess so. It's got a description of each action. Is it where it says tests?
Yes.
Okay.
Those tests are the skills you use on it, or in some cases, the stats.
Is dueling skill, that means it can be used by any of them? So since I'm using persuasion as my dueling skill, I can test whichever one.
Yeah, what sheet are you using? Are you using one duel or the old ones?
I don't know. It's from the wiki page.
That's one of the older ones. I think it's incredibly similar, but the new ones actually spell out every skill.
Yeah, it has explanation of the effects.
No, but it spells out every skill you can use. It doesn't just say dueling skill.
Oh, all right.
But your dueling skill would include persuasion. Your dueling skill would be persuasion.
Okay.
Duel of Wits, 357. Fanyo!
Okay.
All right. So what's step one? I chart out volley.
Yeah, you plan out three volleys ahead of time. So one, two, and three, and you get one action in each one. And you basically have to try to predict what your opponent is going to do and how weak they are.
How
about intimidation?
No, persuasion.
Okay.
All right.
So he is going to...
This is a lot to read. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's. Do you want me to go over them, or would you prefer to just read them yourself?
It probably would help more if you went over them than me just reading them.
Okay. So, as I said, point is your basic attack, and it uses general dueling skills. It is your bread and butter for subtracting from this body of argument. And avoid the topic is the standard defense, and that uses your will. Dismiss is like a super attack. You basically get to add 2 die to whatever skill you're using, but if it fails to bring your opponent's body of argument to 0, you hesitate in the next round, so you lose your next action. It is especially poor to do this in Volley 3, because then when you rescript, he knows you're not doing anything in Volley 1 and you're defenseless. Dismiss is, you know, you are declaring that your opponent knows nothing and he's a fool and a dullard and he's not worth listening to. Rebuttal is lets you divide between attack and defense. But it is only good against certain things.
Like rebuttals.
Yes. Rebuttal's good if your opponent's making a point or a dismissal. You let them make your point and then you rebut and make a point against them. But it can be useless or worse than useless against other skills.
It's good versus opposite escape.
Obfuscate is a verbal block. It is tested against any other skill. If the obfuscator wins, the victim of the tactic loses his current action. So if you're trying to make a point and someone obfuscates against you, if they succeed, your point is just nullified. They basically talk over you about nonsense. If he exceeds you, you get a +1 obstacle to your next action. If the obfuscator loses, the opponent's current action goes off, and he gets an extra die. So an obfuscate is kind of a binary, you win or you lose, and it's sort of a risky maneuver. Whereas avoid is a defense, your successes, even if you don't equal or exceed your opponent's, will subtract from their point. An obfuscate is sort of an all-in. Fate is good because fate will bypass a rebuttal, leaving them basically defenseless. But a fate is no good against points or dismissals. And finally, insight, where you distract or dismay your opponent or outright insult them. The obstacle is quite hard. It is the opponent's will.
I don't think you can do that because you don't have coarse persuasion.
You need coarse persuasion, command, extortion, falsehood, intimidation, seduction, or ugly truth.
I don't have any of those.
Okay. Then I don't recommend inciting.
Or it'll be a double will as you do it untrained.
Inciting is a very...
You can't do obfuscate.
I can't do obfuscate.
Yes. Those are 2 risky maneuvers anyway.
It is... I don't know a whole lot of room to risk. I have 6 body of arguments.
Yes. So the inciting player has to pass a standard test or win the versus test. If he does, the victim makes a steal test. And if you hesitate at all, you miss your next action. If the incite fails, you get to add his margin of failure as advantage die to your next action.
But you can't even dismiss.
Yeah, I can.
You don't have coarse persuasion.
You have goons, man.
Well, it's not here. This has been this the new one. The candy pants.
Fuck this sheet. They fucking did nothing.
Wow. Dismiss was like one of my favorite moves, and I guess...
Yeah, I guess you can't dismiss with regular persuasion anymore.
That's unfortunate.
I guess it needs to be more resounding.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess you got to be a bit more of a jerk about the whole thing. Like, come on, people. This man clearly has no clue what he's saying.
I kind of like it, because it used to be basically one social skill was equivalent to all the others. And now they're more refined.
Mm-hmm. Although unfortunately, it also means that it's a lot harder to do the power combo of obfuscate, avoid the topic, dismiss. Power combo, I mean the worst dueling combo.
Okay.
That sounds pretty successful.
All right.
Now,
I think let's do this.
Okay, Farius is scripted. So.
Oh, shit, I have to be scripted? God damn it. What's he doing?
You don't get to know what he's doing, nor does he get to know what you're doing. That's the point of the scripting.
Yeah, you present each
reading, writing.
I can't do obfuscate.
No, you can't do insight, and you can't do dismiss.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, hey, Nick, how old is Ferris?
Model, you've got points.
Probably about 30. But in this instance, I would say the prosecution goes first.
You don't have any of those, dude.
In case it's not clear.
For religious is when you're
wrong. Okay, I can't do dismiss. Can I do avoid?
Yes. You can do avoid.
I'm just crossing off the things I can't use so I don't look at them anymore.
Okay.
Plus, you want to try it on the train.
Dismiss, sight, and obfuscate.
Oh, Kevin, you left your water bottle here on whatever the last day you went to work was.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be giving it to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
You can totally do it with it. Just test Will.
What?
You've got bitchin' Will, right?
That's fine.
Never mind. You have six now, right?
No, that's my body of argument.
Thank you.
The good news is you have a lot of people on your side to help you, which Farius does not have.
Yeah, he's kind of solo, right? Some lonesome lone wolf gobbling up bodies.
But it's also better than us.
You're assuming.
It sounded like you.
I know for a fact he's better than me.
You rolled a lot of dice.
So how do I help?
A lot of dice.
Basically, while Solomon is making his point or whatever he's doing, you chip in.
I chime in like, yo, by the way, I found rope marks and stuff. Obviously, this person was detained against their will.
Yes, or it could be a call and receive, like he asks, you know, we have a medical expert, would you please tell us your findings?
Oh, that would be nice.
Chime in.
Introduce me as Dr. Dryston Dannon. What are you doing? Are you confused?
What was his opening statement?
Basically that you burst in, started accusing him of fondling corpses and practicing blood magic, and that you were nothing but a greedy person looking to claim a bounty on an innocent man.
So, what does he want? That Solomon be disbarred?
Yes. That Solomon be stripped of all legal authority.
Kevin said something in chat and I can't open it. There it goes.
Do you have any tips on what the third volley should be?
Not dismiss.
I can't do dismiss anyway.
Okay.
He lacks the required anything.
Okay. Depends what you think he's going to do.
Hold on. I've done volley one and two. I'm almost there. Oh, I'm almost there.
Can we help him with his willies? Is that something we can do?
If you want to, outside of the game, just advise him on what to do, sure.
Yo, dude.
What was the third thing that we found out?
He ate Zuni moss.
I mean, you don't need to write out what you're going to say ahead of time. You can just put down
I just want to write down the general notes of what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I might note that the body was dead for a while, or that it was detained against
That's
the
all world. In Bali 2. Don't change the script.
You will presumably be reacting as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, you don't need to nail yourself down to a hard script.
You're only tied to the action you choose. You right. can say right, whatever you feel like.
I understand.
Okay.
Maybe you should defend yourself? Like,
there's no good defense. Avoid the topic just makes me seem like a rambling asshole.
Well, I mean, that's what it does. I mean, avoid the topic is your primary defense. If you don't like what it's called, you can take it a different direction. But it is the only good defensive ability. So you're going to want to use it if you think he's going to make a point. Or you could make a rebuttal.
Maybe body stuff should be the last. I don't know.
You could think of avoid the topic as avoiding the topic that Farius is focusing on, but still addressing something relevant.
Right, like you're not going to debase yourself to his level.
Are you done?
All right, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Do you have to spot hesitation or no?
That's in case he does insight, I think.
Yes, or you fail a dismissal, but you're not going to dismiss. Okay, what do you got for volley one?
Rebuttal.
He also has a rebuttal.
What does that mean?
It means you both talk, but nobody really accomplishes anything, because rebuttal only does anything against points and dismissals, I think.
Wow, that's awesome.
I could have sworn he was going to try to accuse me.
Yeah, I kind of assumed you would go up against Strom. So,
yeah, I can't afford to be risky like that.
Okay, you may speak your piece, essentially. I wouldn't come out too strong, since you're not going to actually get to roll anything.
Right. Well, it seems that two accusations are being made here today, one of which that Farius has practiced blood magic, and the other being that I have unduly accused him of doing so. So I'd like to clear up any ideas that anyone might have that he is unjustly accused first. So please explain in more detail, Farius, your accusation against me.
My accusation is simple, that you were a power-hungry young recruit looking to make a name and some coin for himself by accusing an innocent man with an unpopular profession.
I think more twists are very popular. To dead people.
Hello.
Okay, volley two.
All right. And if I could chime in here, a really strong argument that you could make is simply the mutilation of corpses, not necessarily the blood magic. Perhaps segue it into that. I think that coming straight out with the blood magic accusation might be a little dangerous for your case.
I think we should just focus on facts. The fact that the body was...
All right, my second volley is point.
He has an insight, so make your point.
Hey, wait, I got a book. Let's see what insight does again.
No, he tries to hesitate.
Acid tongue and biting wit. Distract or dismay you. Watch out.
Oh, this is terrible.
Or he may pronounce an outright insult. Well, the good news is he is undefended against your point.
Okay, so do I roll first or do I say my...
bullshit first?
Say your piece.
I should roll first so I know how crappy it has to be, right?
No.
I was going to say, the better thing to do would be to come out with the statement, because if the statement is particularly strong, you could be awarded an advantage die.
And people can jump in and help you while you're talking.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right, well, it seems that your accusation has absolutely no evidence, so we'll get on to the accusation against you. The first bit of evidence I have is the body that we found in your quarters at the medical school. Could we get that body out here, please?
The bailiff wheels out the body, which is at the present covered with a sheet.
I will step out from behind my table and peel the sheet back.
With a flourish.
With a flourish, of course.
Gasp.
My word.
I say.
This body was found in the mortuary, which is unsurprising. However, it was found inside your mattress. What do you have to say about that?
I say you're a liar, but I'm keen to hear what other tales you want to spin.
Can I continue making a point, or is that the end of the volley?
Do you want to continue on this line of inquiry, give people a chance to jump in, or do you want to...
Yes, I do. Okay. I just wasn't sure if I could say more. Okay.
Yeah, as long as you need to talk, man.
All right. How many people are you going to accuse today? Because there are 5 people I brought with me today, myself included, all who saw this body in your room, including a doctor who has identified just a vast amount of torture that was performed on the body before it died. Before he died, rather.
Seems like all eyes have turned to this doctor.
It was the doctor.
Yes, I am Dr. Tristan Bannon, and I have inspected corpse carefully and diligently, might I add, and I have stumbled upon very fascinating stories. First of all, this body was detained against this person's will, as evidenced by these very tight rope marks around his wrists. There is an old wound on the cranium, evidence of force, I guess, used upon this person. And as you can see, these symbols carved into the flesh of this person have been carved while this person was alive due to the fact they've healed over and have been recarved. The vocal cord was removed so this person could not voice any complaints. And this person was given anesthetics to make the incisions more... to prevent the incisions from killing him. Clearly this is torture. I don't know what else this could be.
I would also like to jump in and add that the symbols you see are a certain set of symbols that are apparently used in the practice of blood magic to funnel anima, life energy, from the living victim.
This person was kept alive for at least a week.
I'd like to jump in as well. And the anesthetic in question is a moss known as Sealy Fire, which is no normal anesthetic. It is a magical moss that grows in the sewer district, or in the sewers under the tannery district. And through interviews with the lower classes of this city, I have determined that this moss was collected by the notorious conjurer Borgo the Noxious.
Gasp.
Does the gasp from the collective courtroom give me an advantage time?
Okay. Well, I presume you have your persuasion. Dristan is helping with surgery, I presume, which, since she has a 5 exponent in surgery, actually adds 2 helping dice.
Yeah!
The presentation of evidence of the well-preserved corpse adds another 2 advantage dice.
What?
Awesome.
Nice.
See, Martin is helping with symbology.
Yes, it is a B4, so only 1 die.
And Bayard, what skill are you helping with?
It could be persuasion or, streetwise or citywise that they used to uncover them was, I'd go with persuasion.
Okay.
So that's just one more die?
Yes.
I've got nothing on this.
All right. So that comes to a grand total of 11.
We're awesome.
Ruin this man.
Yeah, this is about to hurt.
Farius stands. I have something to say.
Fuck you. No.
The man I use the word in the loosest terms, who stands...
I got your bubble pump.
You are all crinkly.
Nothing is all... Okay.
The man, and I use the word in the loosest terms, who stands before you is a fraud. He has brought to you this whore of a doctor. That he came tramping around together to my mortuary so they could cast me out and cook up this scheme where they carved up an innocent corpse to pin it on me. And then brought in some magical hacks to claim that these markings they made bear some significance and clearly prove me as a blood witch. They are liars and frauds and unsuited to their professions.
Oh, snap. I have to...
spits wow. at Solomon.
I have to... I'm afraid that at this point I'd like to jump in with history. And remind everybody of the long tradition, of the near heroic tradition that the Trumbull family has brought upon us, has brought upon, in order to remove any kind of doubt that there might be hacks.
Okay.
Tom is like you're standing in a hurricane.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got static all of a sudden.
Oh, son of a gun. It's a different headset. I'm gonna have to go and find myself a different headset before next week. Okay. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Do you need me to repeat anything?
No, you are basically illustrating to the court the long and noble history of the
yes.
Trumbull family.
To establish credibility and trying to deflect his accusation that we're just hacks.
Okay. Solomon can also add a helping die from Gordon.
I guess we're up to 12 now.
Okay.
Is that his insight, by the way?
Yes, he is inciting you.
Sure.
Did you wreck him?
How did you do?
Oh,
2, 3, 4, 5.
I got 5 success. I got 6s. Is this open-ended?
You can spend a fate point to make it open-ended.
That would be worthwhile, considering
yeah,
the successes you have.
Alright, I'm gonna spend a fate point to make it open-ended. Which brings me down to 3 trace fates.
Okay.
And... I got
2 6s.
I got 2 6s, so I got 1 more success. So
wait,
6.
You got 2 6s from... Or did you roll those 2 6s and only one of them was a success?
I re-rolled the 6s and one of them was a success.
Okay. So
was it also a 6?
No,
it was a 4.
Okay.
So you have 6 successes total?
Mm-hmm.
What is your will, by the way?
5.
Does that initial roll factor into it at all?
Which initial roll?
You asked him to roll persuasion, and he got 1 success.
Yes, that establishes his body of argument, which is kind
That's
of
like
2 points for the duel.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He has attempted to incite you, to basically stagger you with the force and vitriol of his insults. But you hold fast.
Awesome.
As if he didn't make it.
you will not be drawn into his petty flame war.
Good.
We as a family stand far above your petty insults.
By the way, basically
the end of Poly 2?
What?
Is that the end of Poly 2? God damn it, Tom.
Yeah.
Mike's in your butthole.
However, if he fails, the margin of failure is added as advantage die. Congratulations, you get 2 advantage die to your next action, because he has basically shamed himself.
If he even gets another action.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
He wet himself in court. That's serious.
And everyone who helped, I think everyone gets a routine test because it's just an obstacle one.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet. Cool.
Oh, that's worthless to me. It's persuasion.
I complain.
Okay.
Probably because I don't
feel
any better.
Volley number 3. I did a rebuttal.
That's convenient, because he did a point. So, he, after spitting at you and rather flustering himself more so than you've ever seen, he says, "Let there be no doubt that should I be proven guilty in the sham of a trial, a bounty will be split amongst these 5 people. Is that a testimony you want to depend on?" Tom, be less windy.
I don't understand the point that Darius just made.
Wait, I've been turning my mic off.
It hasn't helped.
It's just got a lot.
Like, it's raining zebras or something.
Basically, his point is that if someone gets the guilty verdict he's looking for, he's going to be paying all of you money. You're going to get a cut of the bounty on it.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, your testimony is unreliable.
I see.
What's your rebuttal, sir?
All right. Well, first off, I think the entire court is unimpressed by your slew of just baseless insults toward all the people testifying against you. As for the bounty that's being split between us, that is something imposed by the court, not us. We didn't ask for the bounty. All we're seeking is justice here. And I really don't think the bounty has led any of us here to testify against you today. It was more the pursuit of justice. I think that's all.
Okay, so now you get to divide your dice between attack and defense. And don't forget, you get 2 extra ones because of his failed attempt to incite you.
Oh wait, anyone else want to add anything?
Can we do that for a rebuttal?
Someone,
if you have something relevant to chip in.
I have soothing platitudes. What does that give
you? It would basically be nothing but, bullshitting about the honor of the family and stuff.
It could be assuring the court that we have no such intentions.
Oh, yes.
Soothing platitudes actually seems kind of perfect for, no, we're honorable people.
Okay, I would love that. So, soothing platitudes thrown in there.
Okay.
There is no way I am here for the bounty. My job is to give aid to the suffering and protect the kind of dastardly deed that has taken place on this victim here. This breaks my heart. I just want justice for this poor man.
I would also like to add that the point being made is a weak one. It is, yes, sure, maybe we'll get a bounty, but that does not necessarily mean that our testimony is in any way unreliable. Indeed, his testimony is unreliable because he has something at stake as well. His very livelihood. And actually, I'd say that's a lot more to have at stake. A lot more reason to lie.
I hear no hurricanes right now, Tom.
Props.
Hmm.
Okay, what are you helping with, Kevin?
That could be oratory.
Okay. So, yeah, and sounds like...
Oh. I'll add something. And as for me, I am a notable inventor, and therefore have independent means of support. I need not this bounty, and will freely donate it to the Magister's office, if that would show that we argue in good faith.
Reginald stifles a laugh when you refer to yourself as a successful inventor. And just sort of rubs his cheek to try and hide his smile.
Allow me to demonstrate my invention, such as this silly gig.
No.
No, God, please don't. Please do not.
No, please do not point at anyone.
I pull out a little,
Oh God, are you doing this?
A little, flying, thingamajig.
I'm sorry.
You
Nick?
Spin up with your hands and rotate and it flies through the air.
Yes. Nick? Yes.
So
whose eye?
That would be an appropriate time to get him into a two-die lock.
You guys want to oppose power then? As
yes.
Basically he starts taking out his invention and you just go, no! And
tackle him. I'm just like, no. Yeah, I want to oppose power on this.
Okay.
Okay.
I know this guy. I want to oppose it with speed.
I am,
that's possible.
I am unfortunately unaware of how disastrous this will be, so I will look on, bewildered.
Alright, I want to dodge their grapples using speed.
Okay.
Can I fork? Oh, I guess you can't fork on a stat test, huh?
Nope.
Oh. You three guide me.
I have three successes.
That is one success. Fuck.
Oh, hey, do I get to roll magic for opposing this because of stuff?
What?
Exactly.
I don't really understand anything you just said.
I wanted to roll opposed power. I don't know what to do, though.
Roll your power stat.
Yeah, you just try. You just gotta try and restrain him. This is a three against a three, right?
Four. I have two successes.
Okay. Unfortunately, he
has three.
Yes. He has outfoxed the two of you.
So, at least we
succeeded in making a scene.
So we're all sitting at the bench.
On under our belts, right?
Reach into my pockets and two people lunge across.
Yes.
Probably upending whoever's in between me and them.
I think we're all standing, sitting in a row.
Yeah.
Like,
we're both going to grab him and end up grabbing each other as he just jumps to his feet.
Yes.
And pulls out his, what are you doing?
I'm sending it flying into the air. Ostensibly to, fly around the room in an impressive dance.
Okay. What skill did you use to craft this thing?
I think carpentry.
Balsa wood airplane, oh yeah.
Is that all it is?
Pretty much. I mean, maybe there's a sparkler attached to it for good measure.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, Christ.
So I want to fork in munitions and astrology.
Can it please take off Reginald Von Quinton's head somehow?
So it's a little helicopter device with a sparkler attached?
Uh-huh. What could go wrong?
John. The entire place is going to be in flames.
Obstacle 3. Failure means that the sparkler catches fire and makes a projectile fireball flying around the room.
Awesome. Hey, astrology is going down.
Oh my god.
Oh, let me look at entropic.
I don't know what's going on. I'm getting a lot of cutting out.
Hello?
Ding!
Ding!
Ding! Ding.
Dong.
Dong. Whoop-de-doo. I've been able to hear everything just fine, so.
I didn't hear anything of what John said during the magnificence.
How many successes did you get, John?
I actually have, well, in astrology, if the reroll is a 2, does that subtract an additional success?
I believe it does.
Yes, I believe that's the point of it.
But let me look it up just to be sure. I think any failure open ends it down.
Right.
But I am right here.
I thought it was just a 1 that opened it down.
Yes, he rolled a 1 and then re-rolled it and got a 2.
All right, the second roll was a failure, so I subtract 1.
Yes.
All right. I've never had it open end down before. I still have 3 successes, though.
To everyone's surprise, it flutters around the room majestically with sparklers going... and then does a loop and floats back down to the floor.
Oh no, this went well. So my only knowledge of him as an inventor is it's okay for him to do this shit.
The court is slightly confused as to the reaction to him taking that up.
So I never had any doubts, guys. That's my soothing platitudes.
So make sure to add your helping die from his reputation as an inventor.
Okay, so that's 5 from persuasion, 2 from his failed insight, and then 1 from John and 1 from Natasha?
Yes. And you have to divide them between attack and defense.
Was Kevin's good too?
I don't remember what Kevin did anymore. What did Kevin do?
He spoke up saying that bullshit.
I provided a counterpoint to what's-his-face's argument.
Oh, right, that he also stands to gain. Yeah, that works for me. I assume you're helping with oratory again? Kevin?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so yes.
So that's 1 from each person?
Yeah, I don't think Gordon said anything on this one.
Yeah, Gordon's useless.
Okay.
So, he made breakfast.
I did make a damn fine breakfast.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't able to eat anything.
In your bedroom.
Well, maybe you should get up before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, young man.
It is before 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So, that's right. Surprise, I know you guys want to argue about breakfast, but I'm kind of interested in the outcome of this trial. You were saying that?
I'll put 3 on defense and 7 on attacking.
Okay. So he is going to roll his point against you. Okay. How many successes did you get on your defense?
2.
You completely nullify his 1.
Yeah!
Alrighty. And I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes on attack.
Oof.
Flawless victory.
The flourish helped.
Did we win?
You did. He slams his fist down on the table. And the three judges look at each other, and Reginald stands and says, I think we've heard all the testimony we need to. Allow us a brief recess to discuss the matter. And they file out to a private chamber.
I just hope this guy doesn't go ballistic and start casting spells on us.
It's okay. John's got more sparklers.
Yeah, more sparklers.
Oh boy, a keg of black powder. That'll be helpful.
Yes, that's an appropriate weapon to use in a courtroom. Yeah,
I could throw it at Reginald.
Or anywhere.
And just, you know, claim he got hit in the crossfire.
Yeah, it was an accident, I swear.
That would solve a lot of our problems, especially if I had
to add insult to injury. Could the sparkler thing, like, land on Farius's head once it goes out?
Sure. Farius is drumming his fingers on the table, eyeing the prosecution.
I put my goggles over my eyes and look satisfied.
This is a perfect opportunity to gloat.
What if he goes all magic apeshit on us right here in the courtroom?
And we're dead.
Yeah, yes, and we're going to have problems.
No, we've got a keg of gunpowder. It's totally okay, guys.
Gunpowder that may or may not have a working fuse.
Well, he'd still be hit in the face with a keg.
Yeah, at the end of the day. Although I'd be impressed with anyone who could haul a keg of gunpowder.
Tell me, Trumbles, what sort of esteemed wizard family relies on a courtroom?
The smart one?
A lawful one?
I'll handle this.
Okay.
The kind that doesn't see it necessary to lower their magic to the likes of you.
Ooh. Are you attempting to provoke me, old man?
Are you attempting to provoke us? Because that's what it sounds like. I think we've proved everything we need to prove today. Stand down.
Your cowardice? Your ineptitude? Because you can make flying trinkets?
No. Because we have no need to use magic against people who use innocent people for their rituals like you.
Starts grinding his teeth. Why don't we settle this the old-fashioned way?
Please, gentlemen, let the court decide.
Yes, that's right. In court.
Yes. Wonderful. We'll let justice... we'll let real justice take its course. Growl all you want. We will not stoop to your level.
And might I remind
you that
we're...
Not when the honor of our family is at stake.
We're not the only ones in this courtroom right now.
Yeah, we're putting on... I mean, okay, out of character here. We are kind of putting on a big show for everyone here.
This is like a citywide inquisition, so a case that found a blood mage would presumably attract attention.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely an audience. I mean, there are bailiffs who are kind of uneasy at this point, hands on weapons. Not quite sure what they should do.
When the honor of our family is at stake, we will not stoop to your level.
Perhaps you could earn some goodwill from the court by exposing other blood mages.
I don't need any of your goodwill. I'll find you at the end of my knife before you find me at the end of a rope.
Oh, that's good. We can keep him alive.
I thought we burned blood mages at the stake. What happened to that?
Or beheading. I mean, we could arrange for a different sort of execution, I guess.
Yeah. Please. Can we add threatening an officer of the law to the list of charges?
Might we maybe keep our, you know, give us the rope attitude here to a minimum at all?
Yo, I schooled this guy. What's taking them so long to deliberate?
It's only been a few minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it will take them longer to fill out the order of execution.
I honestly thought they were just going to, like, sitting there at the table, look at each other and nod.
Yep.
Basically, after 5 minutes, they file out of the deliberation chamber. And Reginald stands. By a vote of 2-3, the order of execution passes. The wizard known as Farius will be put to the flame at sunset tomorrow night. Bailiffs may take him away. He goes off surprisingly peacefully with the bailiffs as they drag him away.
I'm going to approach Reginald.
He steps down from the bench.
So don't you think it's a little bit, a little too much time waiting till tomorrow night? He did make threats that he would be able to get out and put us all on the end of his knife before we got him on the end of a rope. Is there any way we can expedite this?
Are you worried that he's going to escape?
If he is a practitioner of blood magic, then there is a chance that he has a way to get out.
Does it make a difference if he has a chance over 6 hours or a chance over a day?
Perhaps it could be executed immediately.
Well, we'll have to collect the firewood.
There's a cart right there.
We have a cart that we brought the body in on.
Also gunpowder.
Surely you guess.
I do not.
Gunpowder doesn't really help things burn, so to speak.
Yes, it does. Unless it's in a pressurized vessel, it just burns.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it burns so quickly, it's not going to really set many things alight.
Either it starts a fire, or it blows up catastrophically, as I fully expect. And either way, it kills it.
Do you want to make a persuasion check on Reginald?
Okay.
To persuade him to move up the execution to immediately.
Wow, I got 0 successes.
Okay. The obstacle was 6.
The persuasion was 5.
I'm sorry, my boy. The law is the law. We've already announced the sentence. We will, of course, keep his hands bound and his mouth gagged to restrict him from casting his vile spells.
Yes, certainly, sir.
Well done. Well done. Were the Trumbles of any assistance?
They were very much assistance during the trial, yes.
Interesting. I suppose I should go give them my regards.
That would be good. It may help to smooth things over between your families. I know there's been some trouble between you of late.
What?
Aren't they known rivals?
That's what you've heard from the Trumbles.
Ah.
You also know that Reginald has married Bayard's ex-wife.
Well, it's just my understanding that from them, anyway, they say that they've had some disputes with you. I'm sure they're willing to settle them.
Oh, minor tiffs. You know, nothing personal. Just business. You know, the financials. I happen to hold the mortgage of their home.
Holy cow.
They hadn't mentioned that.
Give us back our hat. No.
Yeah, someone just calls up on the sidelines. Give us back our
no.
He pats you on the back and goes walking over to the assembled Trumbull clan.
I will rejoin the Trumbull clan.
I will meet him and shake his hand.
He shakes your hand. Martin, I've heard you graduated.
Ah, yes, yes, with well, I graduated.
Yes. Now, time slips away, but shouldn't you have graduated, it'd be a couple years now. Sir, how long did it take you?
It only took me 5.5 years. They say that no one really graduates in 4 years these days anyways.
Oh, yes, I've heard that. Baird, my boy. How's the life of a swinging bachelor?
By your presence.
I hope all he says is Gordon and nods and walks away.
Gordon, Reginald.
He doesn't acknowledge the help.
Yeah, no reason whatsoever to acknowledge.
In fact, he looks at Bayard and says, "Now, I don't want to speak out of turn, but in a court of law, we generally yield to the nobility. It's sort of bad form when the staff jumps in."
I'll interrupt. Sir, we would not have brought him along except he was a witness to us finding the corpse in Farius's quarters.
I understand. I understand. You take the witnesses you've got.
I splutter and my ears go red.
More witnesses, more good.
It's the Trumbulls are at least of as prestigious noble house as your kind.
Oh, please now, let's not get all hostile here.
I didn't speak an ill word against the Trumbulls, merely questioning the wisdom of having the butler fight your battles.
A witness is a witness, what can we say?
I'm just gonna,
The so-called butler is a Trumbull as well.
Whoa, 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 no.
Well, I wasn't going to air dirty laundry in public.
Oh dear, neither was I.
Hey, I'm defending the family as individuals, not as a group concept.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be as polite as possible.
Maybe you should gag me.
I have heard... I have heard a fair few stories about Argento. And I take it that he was quite precocious in his day.
I'm sorry, I've got to interrupt at this point.
Fine. Go for it. You got this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come up to them at, I'm just going to kind of come up to the boys and sort of just lay my hands on their shoulders. Young masters, I think now might be the proper time for us to adjourn for our lunch. We have been in this courtroom for some time.
Yes, all of 20 minutes.
Yes. All of 20 minutes. It is 20 minutes past noon, and normally we are to take our lunch at noon. We did not get a chance to do so. So how about we get back to the manor, and I'll make everybody a nice meal.
Yes. The air does smell quite foul in here for some reason. Let us step outside.
I imagine it might have something to do with your adventures in the sewer, my boy.
Solomon, if I can pull you away for your duties for an afternoon, perhaps you'd like to have lunch with me. Your lovely lady is, of course, invited as well.
I'll give a strange look to Tristan and then at Reginald. Out of character, do I know where Farius would be held?
Yeah, I was going to say, I also wanted to approach Farius myself.
Yeah, he would, it's just a holding cell in the magistrate. It's not for long-term storage, but it'll do until you kill him tomorrow.
Is it a place I have access to as a advocate?
You could definitely go look in the hatch in the door. You probably need to get some sort of official permission to actually go in and talk to him.
Is there like a guard? Traditionally, yes. Like usually when they hold people there?
Yeah, when there's someone there. There's not someone there very often, but they keep a guard, especially in an instance like this where they're holding an alleged spellcaster.
Light.
Reginald, as much as I'd like to, I must regrettably decline your invitation. I'm sure Dr. Bannon would be happy to go with you, but I have some administrative things to take care of relating to the case.
Yes, that would be lovely if you're still up for it.
Absolutely. Okay. Just don't tell my wife. He gives you a little wink.
Do I notice this?
No, I'm just going to continue pulling the boys out of the room.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to pretend that I've already walked away.
I have to create a new Google Doc for this. Dirt I dragged up on the Trumbulls. Winked at our doctor.
Dr. Quinton, by the way.
Hey, that's right. We are the Trumbulls.
Yes.
Yeah,
I could get a lot of dirt off.
I'm also going to, at some point, I'd like to pull Solomon aside. Master Travers.
Yeah, we are 36-point bold aerial.
Yes, Gordon.
Is there any way at all we could maybe keep him under our own brand of surveillance?
I don't exactly trust any kind of surveillance to hold him. I was hoping justice might have been delivered more swiftly.
Simply that, if I may offer the suggestion, of course, perhaps we could host a representative of the family as some kind of magical expert
to ensure that he doesn't begin some sort of arcane ritual in his bonds.
That would be fitting for this kind of case. I can talk to the magistrate about it.
Excellent. I fear that there may be forces working to assist such a criminal as Mr. Farris has been. I noted that the ruling was not entirely unanimous in our favor, and I do believe that we executed quite a masterful display of legal rhetoric in that room, such that there would be no room for doubt, so I have to wonder if perhaps there may be somebody on the inside.
I had noticed that as well.
Wonderful. Then we seem to be in agreement.
Yes, I'll go talk to some people, and I'll let you know, and then we can send someone over.
As you wish, sir. I shall see you back at the manor.
Quote unquote.
I'll see you soon, Gordon.
Okay, that seems like a good place to stop for the evening. I guess I should give you guys some Artha.
So I'd like to nominate Natasha for right skill, right time for all that surgery.
That did indeed help a lot. So take a fate point.
Yay!
Are we doing all the arc long votes now?
I wasn't planning on it. Right skill, right time is just a fate award.
Yeah,
okay. I'm mixing it up with something else then.
Yeah, you might be thinking of workhorse.
Probably.
Yeah, first an MVP.
Okay. Let me run down the beliefs. Okay.
Drum roll.
Okay. Martin contacted his frat brothers. He hasn't heard anything back yet, though, so he doesn't get that until he hears back. Which he will. He succeeded, but didn't do anything with the Sedgwicks. Despite what he may think, he has not dug up any dirt on the Von Quintons.
My 36-point bold aerial begs to differ.
By the way, I'm sorry. I should really be reading this stuff, especially since I just found out something about them. But who are the Sedgwicks again?
They are a military family. Long line of military family. Martin is friends with the youngest son of the Sedgwicks.
They're longtime friends of ours.
All right. Well, that's going to come into play later on with my absolutely shitty court gossip skills.
Sedgwicks. Yes. Martin is friends with Liam Sedgwick, a recent graduate from military school.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, perhaps you could update your sheet with the name of, what is it, Lewin?
Liam.
Liam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, well, he does get a fate point on Let's Find Us a Blood Mage. So, fate point for Martin.
Yay.
Bayard. Fate point for always having a gadget to demonstrate, which caused your party members to attempt to tackle you.
I also was acting out the passionate trait, but I don't think I should get double awards for one action.
No. I think so.
Although I was considering punching Reginald, which would be a...
Yes, that would be a separate action, which would count. Or, well, really count on the belief, get revenge on Reginald Quinton.
But you don't get for beliefs causing you trouble. Just fate. Just traits and instincts.
Yes, but if it had advanced the game, punching Reginald in the face. You did support the family witch hunt, although not by finding Porgo, but take a fate.
Actually,
point.
I'm running on the assumption that Farius and Porgo are the same person at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of got that from his testimony.
I got that kind of from the use of the weed. Or the moss, sorry.
Yeah, but no, I do not hold the same belief.
Okay. So some of you think that is Poyga. Fair enough.
Yes.
Take a fake point. Gordon.
Because he didn't do anything noxious.
I think that I might have acted out thick-skinned by just kind of trying to guide the boys away from Reginald when he started insulting us.
Yeah, you definitely did not rise to his challenge, but it didn't cause you problems.
Yeah, so it's not that it caused problems, it was more just, you know, acting in character.
That's a secret.
I don't think that I did quite a bit. I think the only thing I really had was investigate blood witches, but even then.
Actually, I want to make a case that, the scenes that were investigative and the scenes in court should be considered separately for Artha Awards.
Okay.
As in, if you pursued the same belief in both halves of the session, you should get two fate points for that.
Fair enough. Which I guess most of you did. So Martin and Bayard can take an extra fate point.
Oh, okay.
Gordon. I don't have you down for investigate the witch hunt. I will find my half-brother by any means.
Yeah, it's more the if you. I think the only thing that really happened that was relevant this time around was the if you honor your father note and finding something out about the Sedgwicks. But those are all things that are going to come in hand. They're all going to come into play in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think right now was kind of a supporting character day for me.
Yeah. But there's definitely some stuff set up for you to do.
Yeah.
Solomon. Solomon takes 2 fate points on his second belief about crime is a blight.
Props.
That's funny, I didn't think I'd get anything for that because my next action is to go slit Farius' throat in his cell.
I would probably give you a persona point for that. That's what I assumed you were going to do.
Yeah. I just figured maybe some surveillance might be better than outright slashing his throat.
Yeah, I was thinking of dosing his food with sealy fire.
Maybe we could pay off the press to make this a big headline. Trumbull family helps up and coming guy, I don't know what he wants to be presented as, win stunning victory in court over Blood Mage.
I don't think we have a press or headlines.
Aw.
But you could hire some people to yell it.
There's some form of press, like criers.
We could hire some criers.
Okay.
Get our good name out there.
That'd be something probably for next session, though, in trying to... I figure it'll be the beginning of a Ghostbusters-esque montage in which we continuously capture blood witches.
Awesome. I don't think we're that competent.
Yeah, no.
God.
I'm surprised the family managed to do this well.
Honestly, a big part of it was he didn't want to engage in a duel of magic with the world-famous Trumbulls.
Yeah, reputation.
It's like, yeah. Okay, Tristan gets a fate point for right skill, right time, and I don't see anything else. I would definitely recommend you change one of your beliefs to add in something about the Inquisition or hunting blood mages.
I like the biological clock one. That's a nice one. Oh, for belief too. Could I say that the success of this court has made me feel good enough about the family that all of my issues with their incompetence has been resolved?
Okay. What would you like to change belief to do then?
What? No, I'm saying that's my belief number 2.
Okay.
Could I get a fate point for that? And then I'd change that later. I don't know to what yet.
Yeah, it definitely helped your reputation as a doctor. So I will give you a fate point.
Yeah, I think it'd be more like, you know, you could maybe alter it such that the Trumbles don't necessarily show promise. Or rather, I'm sorry, they don't show incompetence anymore. They more show promise.
Yeah, like I can use them and this Inquisition to build my reputation. Something like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll star this.
Okay, so total of 2 fate points. And I think we're good, so I'm going to turn the recorder off.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. That was great.
Bye, everybody.